So I do find it bizarre, I have to say, this Friday the 13th thing. I've never noticed any difference in my life. But Kevin, so appreciate you talking to us. He's Kevin Carlyon. He is a white witch. Before John Holmes, who's come into the studio, points out there are quite a lot of white witches involved in that conversation, just bring some breaking news. Actually, Friday the 13th turns out to be very lucky for some. John Platt, the father who we were talking about at the beginning of the show, at the High Court, taking his case to the High Court, refusing to pay a £120 fine for taking his daughter out of school during term time, has just in the last 2 minutes won his case at the High Court. He does not have to pay that fine. The High Court has ruled that he has not broken the rules, broken the law, and he's not due to pay that fine. So more about that in the news at 1 o'clock. John, are you superstitious at all?
Not at all.
No, I'm not either.
What a load of nonsense that is.
It's amazing how many people are, though, and really do feel quite anxious about it.
I know, but I don't. But they don't need to, because it's nonsense. There, I've said it now.
But it seems to be one of those things that you're supposed to. It's like when people say they believe in homeopathy or horoscopes. It seems to be socially required to play along, as opposed to go, you're mad.
No, all mad. No evidence. Utter rubbish.
Well, there you are. They're talking about rubbish. What's coming up on the show?
Very good. What you just said, in fact. Yeah, it's been Friday, of course, so we drag a busker in off the streets to force him or her away from their pitch, thus losing the money and making them play live in the studio instead.
That's nice.
Paid intern Con will be reading out the haters' texts and tweets from the lift as it travels downward through the building. That is, of course, condescending. And Professor Stephen Hawking joins us to tell us an offensive joke. All of those things will happen.
Really?
Correct.
Oh, I'm very... You've trumped the white witch.
The way it works, you see, is he tells the setup to the joke on the programme. You remember lolly sticks in the old days?
Oh,
the setup to the joke on the thing.
And then you had to eat the lolly to see the answer.
You had to pretty much suck the lolly off, didn't you, to get to the punchline underneath. And so it's like that, but in audio form. So the setup's on the programme, and the punchline is only on the podcast. So it's kind of a modern version of that.
I like it. I like
How was your recording of Have I Got News for You?
Oh, Have I Got News for You? Very, very long. 2.5 hours. They've got to get down to a 30-minute recording.
You funny?
I like to think so, but you never know until you see the final edit. I tell you what I did. Frankie Boyle, who is absolutely lovely, he turned to me at the end when the music comes up and went, well done.
Well, there you go then.
Frankie Boyle said well done to me. That will do me. Got a great picture. We're looking very street. I'll tweet it out again. But yes, I'm on 9:30 tonight, BBC One, on Have I Got News For You, assuming they keep me in the edit.
I try
to get as many mentions of talk radio in as possible. Talk radio? Was it talk radio? Talk radio? They'll take all those
all of
out
that gone.
As well.
Yeah.
All that gone. Yeah. John Holmes coming up with you in just a minute after an update on the news. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to watch Have I Got News For You.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
Come on!
Dad?
Windows up, kids!
Mine's stuck! The cam's licking my face!
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Unlikely. 1 minute past one. Good afternoon to you. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, judges back a dad who took his daughter away during term time. The IMF issues a warning against Brexit and find out which judge is coming back to X Factor.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, judges have ruled in favour of a father who refused to pay a fine for taking his daughter out of school for a family trip to Florida. The Isle of Wight Council took the case to the High Court after John Platt won his case at magistrates in October. Craig Langman is the founder of the Parents Want to Say campaign.
When you're trying to sort of go to see loved ones abroad that you haven't seen for years and years, or if you are wanting to attend a funeral, or if you are wanting to take a once-in-a-lifetime family holiday, all of these things you would expect to be exceptional circumstances. But we're finding many, 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 many cases where this is not being applied.
The Department for Education says every extra day of school missed can affect a pupil's chance of gaining good grades. The Vote Leave campaign says the International Monetary Fund is being used to bully the British people into staying in the EU. Ahead of next month's referendum, the IMF has warned an exit could be sizeable long-term losses to the UK. But John Longworth, a former director of the British Chamber of Commerce, insists business will be better off out.
They'll be freed up of £125 billion a year of European regulatory cost. We'll be able to get the £350 million a week that we give to the European Union back and spend it in the ways that we want. We'll be able to stimulate the economy. We'll be able to stimulate business. We'll be able to make our own trade deals. The UK will be more prosperous and better off outside the European Union.
Police say it could be 48 hours before hundreds of people in Bath can return to their homes, which have been evacuated following the discovery of a World War II bomb. A 300-metre exclusion zone was set up yesterday afternoon after the shell was found under a school playground. A 17-year-old has been jailed for life for killing a teenager with a zombie knife. Blaise Lewinson stabbed 17-year-old Stephen Appleton to death with a 25-inch-long machete last year in North London. The judge, who said he had a fascination with illegal knives, has ordered him to serve at least 9 years in prison. A Commonwealth Games medalist is in a coma after being seriously injured in a motorcycle crash in Vietnam. Stephanie Inglis's skirt got caught in a wheel and pulled her off her bike as she was on her way to a school where she's been teaching English to underprivileged children. The 27-year-old sister says she's in a critical condition in hospital. And Andrew Lloyd Webber says he's furious that Nicole Scherzinger has pulled out of Cats on Broadway to return to the X Factor judging panel. He says the singer's decision to quit a week before rehearsal started in the US has made him look foolish.
Scherzinger!
Yeah.
It's like a punchline, isn't it?
A little bit.
It's like, so if you do a joke or something, then you just go, Scherzinger! After it.
Do you do that?
I do. Every time I hear her name in my head, that's all I hear. Just someone going, Scherzinger!
And when you tell a joke?
Oh, that hasn't happened yet.
Ever?
Not really.
Okay.
Anyone listening to this would know that. Have you got, you know, that stuff you do?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
I may as well.
All right,
I'm here.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Warm for many with sunny spells, but there's a chance of isolated heavy showers in the southwest of England and Wales later on. Feeling fresher across Scotland with highs of 21 degrees.
Who do you want to take a bet? He's doing the sport now.
Moose.
You say Moose. I say Ben.
Ooh.
Let's find out.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abraham.
Yes,
oh, Kiki Sanchez Flores is leaving after their final Premier League game of the season with Sunderland. He only took over last summer and guided the newly promoted side to safety and an FA Cup semi-final. Flores says he had a meeting with the club's hierarchy yesterday to review their performance over the campaign.
Moose.
I confirm that the club and me, we don't have the same point of view about the season. My contract finished in the end of the June.
Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger's angrily denied reports he's been offered a contract extension. There'd been speculation he'd been given a further 2 years, despite an undercurrent of frustration from some Arsenal fans at their performances. He gave the story short shrift today.
Shrift.
You can treat that as just an invention.
Jamie Vardy has been named as the Premier League Player of the Season. Mm. Fraser Forster and James Ward-Prowse have signed new long-term contracts at Southampton.
Great.
And the Championship playoffs get underway tonight with the first leg of the first semi-final at Hillsborough between Sheffield Wednesday and Brighton. Mm. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Powered by Moose. It's 6 minutes past one. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Trudging around a drafty warehouse looking for flat-pack furniture, consoled only by hot dogs this weekend? Try the Nissan Red Tag event at our dealerships instead. From the 13th to the 17th of May only, there's huge extra deposit contributions on selected crossovers and city cars, such as £2,000 on Qashqai and X-Trail. All offers are at 3.99% APR representative, plus up to 2 years free servicing, and no assembly required. The Nissan Red Tag event ends 17th of May. Nissan, innovation that excites. Excludes Vizia, Vizia Limited Edition and Vibe Grades. Nissan Finance, 3.99% APR representative. Subject to status over 18s. T&Cs at nissan.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I'm John Holmes and of course the big news that everyone is talking about. The terrorist took the maths away.
And your mum says they come over here.
This is just a suggestion.
On the phone now is a man
who doesn't love you.
I will smash you with a book. So very quickly, Cornelius was in a cave. It's what she calls her breasts. You know, you can't even enjoy it without splashing milk on it.
Posted online.
Thank you.
On the phone now.
With foul sexual practices.
You're a chef, am I right?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
ISIS.
This continued attack of hipster rubbish by so-called ISIS. A man saved by cake. Talk about this. Good afternoon, South African correspondent.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, good. The economy turning a corner. Can you tell me about this?
And the penis has gone.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you? John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, I am.
Good afternoon, hello and welcome, indeed, Friday afternoon, no fewer, as we eke our way onto your radio once more to fill it with talking and adverts for Selco, which, if I'm not very much mistaken, is where the trade go. I am John Holmes. It is Friday the 13th, of course, when we traditionally celebrate the murder of a group of teenagers camping by a lake. Welcome, then, to Talk Radio betwixt 1 and 4 in the afternoons, the sort of broadcasting equivalent of Serena Williams making herself ill by eating dog food. We're not sure of the side effects, by the way, of eating dog food, but what we are hearing now, breaking news, Serena Williams is not allowed on the sofa and has to cock her leg to wee. And got into the last eight in the Italian Open last night when she humped opponent Christina McHale's leg before chasing the ball and bringing it back. It's Friday, so why don't we have a look-see of what the next 3 hours are forcing upon us. Headline hijack, of course, that's coming up. It is your opportunity, as you well know if you're a regular listener, your opportunity, and possibly your only opportunity, to pop something fancy into Victoria's mouth. Your made-up news story, of course, your lie. You can send that in to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on the medium of Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's the ways to get your made-up news stories to us. To rudely insert a fiction, a fabrication or a fakery into the 2pm bulletin to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. That is Headline Hijack. It's on the way. We will also be inducting another lonely what lunch? A lonely luncher into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely Lunch Club. On the way, and I can tell you today, our first ever, get this, celebrity lonely luncher. A lonely listening celebrity lunching alone, and she, for it is a she, will be on the telephone shortly, a celebrity lonely luncher. There's Barry, not Norman, reviewing the films for the weekend in Work Experience Punditry as well this afternoon. That's coming. There's news in haikus. What the people think. Do the people think today? Do they think box files or railings? There's the big debate at three. We test your brand loyalty to this show in our looking back over the shoulder of the week quiz. End of the week quiz. There's the haters, texts and tweets read out live from the lift by Con as it travels downwards through the building. That is called Condescending. Professor Stephen Hawking joins us to tell us a joke, plus live music Friday as we drag another busker, quite literally in off the streets, to play live in the studio. And as it is Friday, it is, of course, Some Request Friday. Now, we can't call it All Request Friday, for that is owned by Simon Mayer, and it turns out his lawyers, over on Radio 2. But you, where you can request music over there, so old hat, over here, being a talk radio station, you can request a talk. Maybe it's your birthday, and you'd like to hear Jennifer Carn's TED Talk on how gene editing can change an entire species. Or perhaps you're lying in the garden enjoying the early summer sunshine and would like to do that to a summer soundtrack of John F. Kennedy's 1963 Ich bin ein Berliner speech. Or perhaps you're mourning the loss of a loved one and your special speech while they were still alive was William Wilberforce's abolition of slavery. Yeah, that's right. He didn't like savoury, did he?
William Wilberforce.
Yeah. Do you remember?
He hated all bargains.
He did not like savoury whatsoever. No. He was a very sweet-toothed man. And or slavery. In 1789, get your requests and dedications in right now. The lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Ginger Dave is not producing. Not while there are students that need doing. Asprodcast is through the... No, she's not.
No, she's not.
She's literally not.
Idiot.
She's still off. But it's okay, because interim producer Ricky is here.
Hello, John.
Hello. Chloe is pressing buttons.
Hello.
Often at random. Victoria is having news contractions.
Not really.
Paid intern Cornelius is, like Serena Williams, now going to eat some dog food.
Yes!
What? Oh,
here
no.
There's some dog food that I prepared earlier.
I think.
Yes, it's wet dog food. It's wet dog food.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I'm not, no.
Yes, it's full of vitamins, because it said so on the thing. It's got marrow bone in it.
Yeah. No, I can't.
It's the Friday morning. I am John Holmes, and this... You're right. This is... it made her sick. And this is Talk Radio from Talk Radio. You've got a very shiny coat.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me. She laid down on your side. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on a losing streak, 'cause I passed down my old street. And if you wanna show, then just let me know, and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse. But I I'm
above. It's The Drugs Don't Work. It's 16 minutes past one. And this is Talk Radio. Cornelius.
Yeah.
You've got some chum on your lip.
No, I don't. Yes. That was the worst thing you've ever made me do on this show.
Hey, if it's good enough, Serena Williams, when she ate dog food...
Why did she eat dog food? Why did that happen?
Because she ordered her dog... Frankly, if she ordered dog food off a doggy menu at a hotel, right? And if you are the sort of person who would order dog food off a doggy menu, then frankly, you deserve to have to rush to the toilet for a poo.
Yeah.
The second in a long line of two sports people who are caught short... Paula Radcliffe in a gutter, Serena Williams post-dog food. That's what we've learned. Anyway, it's not the dog food for the reason I'm playing that. Why am I playing that?
Yeah, why are you playing that song by The Verve?
The Drugs Don't Work. It does involve animals. And it's because of this, it's today's big story, of course, here on Talk Radio, that everybody is talking about. Prince Charles has said, and I quote, "I use homeopathy on my animals, on my farm, on my organic hippie farm that I've got." Prince Charles has proposed a solution to the growing crisis of antibiotic overuse in animals and humans, telling an international gathering of scientists who know homeopathy to be nonsense in London that he treats his own cows and sheep with homeopathy. Does Prince Charles does he himself go round smearing homeopathy on ruminant animals? Is that what we're supposed to believe? In front of the government's chief medical officer, Sally Davis, who once told a parliamentary committee that homeopathy is, quote, rubbish, Prince Charles said that he has now turned to it for his animals. So he's... Prince Charles has been smearing homeopathy on animals. This is an interesting area, of course, because you've got to... You've got to ask the question, you know, like homeopathy is based on water memory, right? I.e. there's nothing there, right?
Okay.
It's just made up, okay?
Right.
So what I think we're starting to see now are, this is just the beginning, homeopathic zoos, whereby you go there, but there aren't any animals, just the memory of animals. Anyway, we're going to need to debate this subject. So Ricky, who is through the glass, interim producer Ricky. Hi there. Could you get me to discuss this, either a man or a woman?
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll talk to a man or a woman about this subject on the telephone next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's Red versus Brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in chip shop inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces. Afternoons from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Trade Point, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus, loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local Trade Point counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only. Trade
Point! 44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Why test drive the new smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with Ford Alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 16th and the 23rd of May. You'll save £500. Unlearn test drives with the new Ford Ranger. Smart
and tough.
Visit Ford.co.uk for more details.
Test drive any new Ford Ranger between the 16th and 23rd of May 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 25th of May 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cheshire, and the A49 is completely closed both ways, just south of Warrington due to an accident. It's affecting you between Warrington and Wheatham at this early stage of Friday afternoon. Staying in Cheshire, southbound side of the M6, long delays between 21A at the Croft Interchange and 21 at Walston following an accident. Queues remain back towards junction 22 for the A49. And in Berkshire, the westbound side of the M4 still heavy following a breakdown between 12 at the A4 and 13 for Newbury. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and just ahead of the discussion on today's big story, some reactions that are coming in. You can react, of course, to this programme via the medium of 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you have a reaction of any kind, consider that, you know, like when you go to the recycling bin with your bottles, the recycling bank, you know, outside Sainsbury's or whatever, right? It's like that, but consider Talk Radio the skip through which you can post your reactions in the slot. What's come in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. She is more right wing than the right side of a plane has come in from the world's most rubbish insult. And Gender Neutral says, can someone please mansplain what a feminazi is to me?
So it is Talk Radio in the afternoon on a Friday. I am John Holmes. The big story, of course, that everyone is talking about today, and I should say everyone and his or her animal, is that Prince Charles has said that he said this to scientists, that he uses homeopathy, smears homeopathy on his animals to cut antibiotic use in creatures. And this from a man, of course, who famously talks to plants and licks architecture. We will be talking to a guest now who is either a man or a woman. Hello on the telephone.
Hello.
It's
Roger.
I'm guessing you're a man.
Yes, I am.
Good news. Right, Roger. What do you do, Roger?
I'm a vet.
You're a vet. Ah. So, this is good. This is your area.
Yes.
So, Prince Charles, of course, has smeared homeopathy on an animal. Do animals believe in homeopathy?
No, they don't. But no. I did used to use it, right. And it does work in a way, but in a way that would work if you didn't give it. So, in other words, it's a placebo.
Yes.
So, what they give pills to animals, and most of them get better.
Hang on a minute, but how does the animal, like a human, believe that it's going to get better then?
No, it has no idea.
That's what I thought.
But they get better anyway, because they would get better if you did nothing.
Right.
So, I used to use it 25 years ago for a little while, and then I gradually realised that if you gave the wrong homeopathic remedy, they still would get better in about the same proportion. So I stopped using it,
yes.
And when you look into the scientific side of it, there are no molecules of anything in the homeopathic remedy because it's so diluted.
Yes, it's the idea that it's this memory of water. And we were talking about these new zoos that are springing up, that I'm sure you're aware of, where you can go now. There's one in Sweden, and there are no animals, just the memory of animals.
I see, that sounds good.
The homeopathic zoo. Prince Charles is
Will you pay with the memory of money?
You pay with the memory of money. You buy the memory of a brochure and you walk round.
Lovely.
It's good. Now, homeopathy and animals, I mean, you know, what would happen if you combined those two things? So, for instance, not modern medicine, but what would happen, say, if I was wounded... And I rubbed, for example, just to pluck an animal out of the hat, a stoat on a wound.
It would get very mucky,
yeah.
And get infected.
Yes.
I would think.
So when Prince Charles, says that putting animals in wounds, I think he said as well, and he said... that's not going to work, is it?
No, it's not. He's talking about traditional homeopathy, which is pills usually, or creams. But there's nothing. There's no
evidence.
Molecules of anything in there.
Yeah.
The memory of something isn't going to cure it. It's time and natural healing that's going to get it better.
Serena Williams ate a homeopathic dog.
Did she?
Yes.
Well, she's very good at tennis after that.
Well, there you go. Mm. And there's evidence.
Yes.
These trials in Sweden, let me run these past you, Roger the vet. In Sweden, they're now breeding the memory of animals, the imaginary animals to treat wounds and illness. And this is a trial in Sweden. They've got a non-existent moose that cures cancer. Have you heard about
good.
That? Yeah.
No, I haven't heard about it. But
there's a fish. They've got a fish that can find missing limbs. So if someone's got a missing limb for whatever reason, there is now a fish that will repair that. This is Sweden. They're very ahead of the game.
Right.
This is homeopathic owls. I'm just reading this now. Obviously owls don't exist. We all know that. But the results using these, the memory of owls, the homeopathic owls, have been really quite dramatic. So homeopathic owls, what happens is, you know, in the past you've heard stories of doctors, and I'm not saying for a minute, Roger, you've done this, but you leave instruments in whatever you're operating on.
Yes. Common mistake.
The famously someone left a double bass in a patient. I think a piccolo as well, which didn't hurt as much, but instruments. Sewing an owl into the wound during the operations and then sewing it up again, that's not going to work, is it?
The memory of an owl would work, I think, but not an actual owl.
Not a physical owl.
Not a physical owl. It would be hard to restrain the owl enough to get it in there.
Yeah, and that would be cruel. I mean, as I say, they've been trialling this in Sweden. The results have been dramatic, and that is to say the patients have all died dramatically due to the flailing... The flailing of a predatory bird.
Right.
It's an interesting area, isn't it? I mean, it's another example for you here. A doctor accidentally left a curlew in a woman who was having a gallstone out. Prince Charles is literally onto nothing here, isn't he?
I think he probably is, yeah.
Okay. Roger, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Roger, who is a vet, who knows what he's talking about. His advice, don't rub a stoat on a wound, and certainly don't sew an owl into any kind of gash. It's coming up to 1:30. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The High Court has ruled in favour of a father who refused to pay a fine for taking his daughter out of school for a family trip to Florida. John Platt had argued the rules in England only say his little girl had to attend regularly, and she was there more than 90% of the time. Karen Wilkinson is from the Parents' Union.
What is clear is that the magistrates have to take into account all the facts and the particular circumstances of each individual case before they make a decision. You can't have a blanket ban which says just because you took your child out of school for a holiday, therefore you are guilty.
Leave campaigners are accusing the International Monetary Fund of talking down Britain. That's after the head of the IMF warned the consequences for the UK quitting the EU range from pretty bad to very, very bad. European Union says its operation to stop people smugglers in the Mediterranean has saved nearly 14,000 lives. A House of Lords committee has criticised it, saying the mission is destroying wooden boats and making smugglers use more dangerous rubber dinghies. Commonwealth Games judo silver medalist Stephanie Inglis has been left in a coma with severe head injuries following a motorcycle accident in Vietnam. The Scot had gone to work there as an English teacher. And Lady Gaga is going to play Cilla Black in a new film based on the life of Dionne Warwick. Former Destiny's Child singer LaToya Lucas will play the soul singer in the movie. The weather, warm for many with some sunny spells, but there's a chance of isolated heavy showers in the southwest of England and Wales later. Feeling fresher across Scotland.
Skip.
With highs of 21 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, John.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Did you tell me yesterday you used to work in a bra shop?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
It's interesting, isn't it? I didn't know that either.
Is it that interesting, really?
Well, I didn't know that about you. I asked the question because you were staring quite hard, right, at yesterday's tabloid rag pullout of different kinds and shapes. This was in The Sun.
Yeah, seven different sets. Yeah.
Seven different...
sets of breasts.
Yes.
Different ways they fall.
Yeah. Are there only... is that the rule? I mean, I'm asking you now as an ex, because you said to me, well, I know about this stuff because I used to work in a bra shop.
Yeah.
And is that right? Are there seven different kinds?
I've never bothered to quantify it.
Because that's an odd number.
It's not seven individual breasts.
Oh.
I said sets.
You did say set. Is that the official term?
Or a pair.
Fine. But is that right? Are there seven... I mean, you were looking at it.
Do you know
I didn't look at it or read it.
Do you know what? Boobs are... all different. I've seen loads. They're all different.
Have you?
Yeah.
Fine. It's 1:32. At 2 o'clock, there will be things in Victoria's mouth that you can barely imagine.
John.
Yes. There will be words, made up news words, Victoria.
Yeah.
That's what will be there, and we'd like you to supply them for today's Headline Hijack. A made-up news story, please, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
It is Talk Radio. It's 1:32. Time.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here. Yeah.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
This morning. From 10
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am, you know what I said, John Holmes there. Right, so some of your reactions coming in. The big story, of course, we were talking about was that of Prince Charles wiping homeopathy on his animals. He's got his organic farm. We spoke to Roger, he's a vet. He said it was nonsense. We also heard, of course, of that trial in Sweden where they're now breeding imaginary animals to treat wounds and illness. They've got a non-existent moose that cures cancer. And if the trials are successful, they're going to breed a whole load of other imaginary animals. Roger's advice, don't sew an owl if you are a doctor listening. There's obviously those stories of doctors and medical professionals leaving their instruments inside people they're operating on. There was that man who died after they found a bassoon in him. But Roger's advice, don't sew an owl into any kind of wound that you're just asking for trouble. What's coming in, Courtney? I know we've got a lot of reaction on this.
Yeah, Davey says, well, at the end of the day, they're harmless and they don't really do anything. So why shouldn't royals be able to give their pets homeopathic whatever?
He's actually written that, hasn't he, as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. So do keep your reactions to that coming in. On 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on...
start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Should we do all requests, some requests Friday?
Yeah.
We should do some requests, I think, because this is relevant. It's Friday. If you're a regular listener, you know that we do requests on a Friday, but not for us, the realm of music, a la Radio 2 and Simon Mayo's All Request Friday. No, here, some Request Friday. That is how it works. So, you can request, we're a talk radio station, what do you expect? You can request speeches and talks, of course, as we said. Maybe it's your birthday and you like to hear a TED talk on how gene editing can change an entire species. Maybe you're chilling in the garden, in the summer sunshine, you'd like to hear You know, just like to hear John F. Kennedy's 1963 Ich bin ein Berliner speech while you're lying there, or maybe you're mourning the loss of a loved one. And your special speech was William Wilberforce's abolition of slavery in 1789. If you don't have to play it for yourself, play it. Make a dedication to someone you love. Maybe you're driving in a car off for the weekend and you'd all like to talk along to a speech in the car, one of your favourites. Do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word tool.
Oh, that's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've got this has come in. This is from Sally. Hi, John. I have had lots of fun listening to your show with the family. You've been playing over the past few weeks some of our favourite speeches. We're all in the car on our way to see our nan. She's in hospital at the moment, so it'd be great if you could give her a shout out.
Aww.
There it is. And play her Judson Brewer's TED Talk on A Simple Way to Break a Habit. She'd love to hear it one more time before she passes away. Just for you, dying Nan, here it is.
When I was first learning to meditate, the instruction was to simply pay attention to my breath, and when my mind wandered, to bring it back. Sounded simple enough, yet I'd sit on these silent retreats, sweating through T-shirts in the middle of winter. I take naps every chance I got because it was really hard work. Actually, it was exhausting. The instruction was simple enough, but I was missing something really important. So why is it so hard to pay attention? Well, studies show that even when we're really trying to pay attention to something, like maybe this talk, at some point about half of us will drift off into a daydream or have this urge to check our Twitter feed. So what's going on here? It turns out that we're fighting one of the most evolutionarily conserved learning processes currently known in science, one that's conserved back to the most basic nervous systems known to man. This reward-based learning process is called positive and negative reinforcement. We see some food that looks good. Our brain says, calories, survival. We eat the food, we taste it, it tastes good. And especially with sugar, our bodies send a signal to our brain that says, remember what you're eating and where you found it.
There you go. Judson Brewer's TED Talk on A Simple Way to Break a Habit. You play that for Sally's nan, who's on her last legs. Sally has got in touch via 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you'd like to have a speech played this afternoon on Some Request Friday on a Talk Radio station, give me any kind of talk or speech that you like, then, of course, get in touch. Right, it's time for Headline Hijack, then. It's not, is it?
Yeah, it is time.
Yeah. The machine broke, though. I didn't.
What's happened?
I don't know, it didn't fire the machine.
Okay.
When this goes out on the radio,
yeah,
I'm just going to edit this bit out.
Okay, yeah. Do you want me to do it?
No one'll even know it happened.
Okay.
I'm going to try again. Oh, it didn't work, did it?
No, it was Wagwan.
I don't know, it broke. Anyway, never mind. Headline Hijack. Yeah, I mentioned what the point was, but we've got some in, so we're going to read some out.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, this came in from John yesterday, who said, after the news that a fetishist artist is on this year's Turner Prize list,
yes,
it has emerged that one of the great British Bake Off contestants this year will be a submissive gimp.
If you've got a made-up news story, then do get it to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll meet a lonely luncher next. And today, Celebrity Lonely Ooh. Lunch Club. Our very first one. A celebrity lunching alone is going to be talking to us on the radio next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on 100mm Thermalite Shield blocks, just 87 pence each ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cheshire, and the A49 is completely closed both ways just south of Warrington due to an accident. It's affecting you between Warrington and Wheatham at this early stage of Friday afternoon. Staying in Cheshire, southbound side of the M6, long delays between 21A at the Croft Interchange and 21 at Walston following an accident. Queues remain back towards junction 22 for the A49. And in Berkshire, the westbound side of the M4 still heavy following a breakdown between 12 at the A4 and 13 for Newbury. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is 20 minutes to 2 o'clock. And I don't know, whether you've seen any of the news, any of the news today, Colin?
No.
Any of the news what's at all?
Have you seen, I haven't.
Are you sure?
I got my iPad out this morning.
Yes.
And someone had just deleted the news off of
had
it.
Had they?
What an idiot.
What massive...
What? Yeah.
Sort
massive,
of idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
Would...
Just delete
the Delete stuff
news.
off an iPad
off
like
the
that.
The iPad,
Who
yeah.
would do such a thing?
I don't know. So I couldn't...
The problem is that it's quite complicated.
Well, that's... I just can't get my head around why someone would do that.
I don't know either. However, allow us to explain the news to you. Because I know it's quite complicated. Mm. The news, if you get the news, by the way, and sort of distill it down to its component parts, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables. I do beg your pardon. It's the news in haikus.
Chris Evans says he gets paid too much. I've heard his show. He is correct.
The news in haikus. Shall we enter the Lonely Lunch Club Tupperware Hall of Despair?
Yeah.
Let's do it with different music today.
You have to plug the old iPad into that. Oh. There we go.
It's quarter to a thing. And today's Lonely Lunch Club is ready to go. And the reason... the reason is this. Today's a very special Lonely Lunch Club. As you know, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that people lunching alone are invited onto the programme in order for us to become their virtual friend and colleague to improve their lunchtime lots as they sup in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Today, the very first... Celebrity Lonely Lunch Club on the telephone now. Hello, the actress, comedian, and impressionist, Deborah Stevenson. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that you, John?
It's me.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much.
Good.
Yeah, I'm quite well today, all things considered.
I did a gig last night, and
I always feel a bit tired the day after. I was at Brighton yesterday at the Fringe, which was lovely, and I'm having a sort of rest day today.
I see.
Well, I don't believe in any of this Friday the 13th rubbish. I think if you think you're going to have a really bad day because it's unlucky, then you might have a bad day because you've thought yourself a bad day.
Yes.
But I don't believe that you're going to have a bad day because it's Friday the 13th.
No, it's absolute nonsense. So, listen, right, so you are, you're our first celebrity lonely luncher. You're lunching alone?
I am lunching alone today.
What are you having?
Well, I haven't had anything yet. I've just finished my yoga.
Oh, okay.
So, because I've just done my yoga, I just feel like I'll have to have something like lentils or yogurt. No, I'm probably going to have a halloumi salad.
Oh, yeah, that's very healthy, isn't it? That's very good.
It's still quite healthy, yeah.
Do you do yoga every day, Deborah Stevenson?
I try to do it every day.
Do you? Yeah. What kind of yoga? I don't know much about yoga, but what does it...
I don't know that much about yoga. And you know what I do? I like doing it at home. Because twice I've been to yoga classes, and I've had, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but a lady next to me,
yes,
two different ladies, two completely different occasions, because I had about 10 years where I just thought, I'm going to do yoga myself at home. And then I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go back to the class. And the same thing happened to me again, where a lady right next to me,
yes,
lifted over her legs and made a noise like this. Afterwards. And I find that really off-putting.
It is off-putting, isn't it?
It takes me out of the zone.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? You don't want, you know, should you be in a meditative state,
yeah,
for example,
mm-hmm,
what you do not want under any circumstances is a lady next to you emitting wind from her anus. I mean, that's just going to put you off, isn't it?
I'm not sure that it was. I don't think we should get into where it came from.
Oh, God!
I think we need to just... We just need to leave that kind of
draw a discreet lycra veil over that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we've learned that you're going to have healthy lunch. That's good. You're lunching alone because it's a rest day. We know that. Now,
yeah,
the rules of Lonely Lunch Club, Deborah, as you know, are if we... we can be your virtual friend and colleague, so we're available to chit and chat about whatever topics you desire. Because that,
great,
in the workplace, of course, or in a friendship zone, that's what would happen. You'd start a conversation, we'd kind of join in. And that's kind of what we do for our Lonely Lunch Club members. So where do you want to go? What do you want to chit and chat about?
Well, probably the only thing I can think about is my show.
Good, good.
So I might just completely plug that.
Let's do it.
I'm in London tomorrow night.
Yes.
And it's the last day of my tour, but it's the first time that I will have been in London with a show, and I'm at the Wonderground.
Okay.
Doing my 100 voices. 100 voices. The thing is, it could be 100 voices, usually a two-hour show, but this is a 60-minute show because it's a Wonderground and it's kind of more festively. So I've got to fit 100 voices into 60 minutes.
So do you have to... Is that... obviously, just... You do... Obviously, it's got to be 100 voices, but they've all got less to say.
Yeah, exactly. And the songs. There's a lot of singing. I've got a brilliant 6-piece band who are fabulous.
Yes.
And so we've had to trim all the songs to be quite short, but we've still got to cram 100 voices in.
So we should say, for those that are listening going, oh, what? We should say, of course, that you do impressions, of course.
So I keep saying voices, but impressions.
Yes, but obviously off the telly with John Coleshaw, of course.
And Dead Ringers.
That's right.
I hadn't actually realised, John, that you had co-created Dead Ringers.
Correct, that is true, yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
I knew you were involved in it, I knew you wrote it and all of that, and, you know, we've worked together before, but I didn't realise that you actually co-created it until I thought, I'm just going to have a quick look on Wikipedia at John and see what else he's done that I didn't know about. And I didn't even realise.
That's right, yeah. It's,
yeah, so that's coming back soon as well.
Yeah, so, no, that's, yes, that's, it is back soon, you're absolutely right, and for which I receive precisely no money. But, you know, we weren't all about but, you know, you've got me to thank for your career, is what I'm saying. Yeah,
gone on to bigger things, John.
Yeah, that's right, we're on... I've gone on to another radio station that has talking on it, but the magic of this one is that no one listens to it. So,
or all your listeners are now really peeved.
All three of them.
Not least because you just said anus. Now I've just said
yeah, it's now a double anus, half an hour. Which, by the way, is a good name for a feature. I don't know what it would be.
What? No.
I don't know. Hi, it's Talk Radio's double anus, half an hour. I don't know. So what if someone came to see your show, Deborah, what, apart from the, I mean, you said 100 voices, I mean, what are the 100 voices and how did you choose them?
Well, I just feel that this moment in time I might like to break into a Sandy Toxic, because it's one of those sort of voices that I can say whatever I like and it, it doesn't really matter. I could even say anus, but I'm not going to.
I imagine she said that in her time.
American, but don't expect me to sing. excuse me. Don't expect me to sing this morning because my voice is feeling a bit sort of battered and bruised after last night's 100 voices. But it kind of runs through. It's fairly nostalgic. It runs through from sort of Judy Garland and Marilyn Monroe, right through the 60s and Lulu and Cilla and all those sort of tributes. And then it goes all the way up to Adele and Paloma Faith. And we cram them all in. So it's been Shakespeare's birthday.
Well, we've spotted that. Yes, there's a lot of Shakespeare going on.
Yeah.
Do you reflect the Bard?
Yes, I do. I do. Which is kind of apt at the moment because everyone's talking about Shakey.
Yes. As we're calling it.
Yeah. Not Shakin' Stevens, obviously.
No.
Although we could, next year it's his birthday and everyone will be talking about him. This whole house. Yeah. And I'll be putting him in the act. But this year, it's Shakespeare's birthday. But sometimes a sonnet is a nice way of just putting in some actresses' voices because everyone's got their own sort of acting style, haven't they?
Yes.
That they bring. And so if you were to take a sonnet, it's a quick way, it's a nice quick way of getting some sort of quick fire impressions out there because it shows off the different styles of people's voices when you're only doing one. It's like doing one song and lots of singers doing the one song, which I do as well.
I see us heading down the route of having to hear this now.
All right, then.
Okay. twisted your anus. What?
That's enough about astronomy now. Okay?
which sonnet is it?
It's the one that starts with Let Me Not to the Marriage of Two Minds. No. So I started with Judy Dench, Let Me Not to the Marriage of Two Minds, Admit Impediments. And then Penelope Cruz, Love is not love, we don't perish when not perish and finds. Nicole Kidman, Who Bends the Remover to Remove. Or you could have Olivia Colman. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempest. Sorry, and is never shaken. Meryl Streep. It is a star to every wandering bard whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Emma Thompson, of course, would be a last not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Helena Bonham Carter, Lovell's is not within its brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even till the end of doom. Jennifer Aniston, if this be error and partly proved, then I never lived, nor no man ever loved. Joey? Or something like that. It kind of ends there.
Yeah, of course.
We're not going to do the complete works. We definitely can't do that.
No one's ever done the complete works of Shakespeare in impressions, have they?
Not in impressions. Hey.
There you go.
The new idea.
I've co-created something.
Yeah, that's you all over. Co-creation. Not procreation.
No, that's a very different thing. although I do that in a variety of voices, so go figure. Deborah, well, so London tomorrow.
Yes.
And then, did you say that's the last night of the tour?
That's the last night.
We should have done this earlier.
I know. And they couldn't get me in for autumn, but they want to put more dates in, so it's going to be next spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Listen, pleasure to talk to you, as always.
Oh, you too. Nice to see you. Yeah. But not see
not
you,
see
just
you.
Hear you.
Sort of. Regards.
To hear you. Die.
Regards. Stop it now. Regards to the yoga lady. And should you see her again?
No, I don't think I will. I'm just doing it in the home. I decided not to invite her along.
Probably wise. good. Right, Deborah, a pleasure as always. Deborah Stevenson there, of course, the actress. Used to be in Coronation Street and also Impressionist and playing in London tomorrow night. That'll be on the internet if you want the other bits of the details. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's coming up to 2 o'clock. She was our celebrity lonely luncher.
Yeah, that was fun.
Celebrity lonely luncher. If you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, and now You're in the sort of realm of
celebrity,
aren't you? So that's, you can join the Lonely Lunch Club and...
it's like the Big Brother house.
In no way at all. So 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So then, 2 o'clock looms out of the afternoon. And at 2 o'clock, obviously, there's the news. That's how it works. It comes from Victoria's mouth. And we would like you, and yes, I'm talking to you, to make up a news lie. A made-up news story into the news at 2. We call it Headline Hijack. It is spaked by Victoria as though it were actually true. It's there to confuse those who don't hear this bit of the programme and get back to their sort of desks or whatever. At 2 p.m, that is... Headline Hijack. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what's come in?
David says, as a follow-up to yesterday's white paper, John Whittingdale has today revealed a new plan to launch a brand new broadcasting service that will be just adverts. The new service will help subsidise part of Chris Evans' wages.
On a similar subject, this has come in. The Secretary for Culture, Media and Sport, John Whittingdale, has said that his next project after the BBC white paper will be the FA white paper, announcing changes he will be making to the English Football League. He's going to tell the FA to concentrate on putting distinctive refereeing at its heart.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not reducing any of their wages. Even though they should. Katie Hopkins has been unable to complete her bet. Now, you remember she made a bet?
Yes.
That she said, if Sadiq Khan became mayor, is that what she said?
Yeah.
She would run around London naked with a sausage up her bum. Katie Hopkins has been unable to complete her bet of running around London naked with a sausage up her bum after her bum ate the sausage. This is not the first time her bum has done the actions of her mouth, as she is regularly heard speaking out of it. There it is, right there. We need to find out whose made-up news story is going into the news next. Who is it, Cornelius?
Sorry?
Who is it, Cornelius?
Oh, it's Joe.
Hi, Joe. Where's Joe from?
He is from Berkshire.
Well, Berkshire, then.
Yes.
Okay, good. You stupid bark. Punditry coming, work experience variety. There will be an unpaid man, boy, child, here reviewing the week's films. He's called Barry, not Norman. He's going to be telling you what you can go and see at the cinema over the weekend. Also today, the end of the week quiz, as we test your brand loyalty to the Talk Radio in the afternoon programme. That'll be happening. Don't forget, it's Some Request Friday. You can request speeches as dedications for loved ones. And a man, Con, hello.
Hi.
Will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets as it travels downwards through the building in condescending. And we'll be joined later by Professor Stephen Hawking on the programme. It's Talk Radio. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said,
if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today.
So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said.
Requires Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
Fanbuster, now on. Leyland Trade contract matte emulsion, 12 litre, just £13 each. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point members only.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock, because I'm good at timing. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio on a Friday. Look, Victoria's here. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a father wins court battle on school holidays, IMF warns against Brexit, and half of middle-aged men are classed as problem drinkers.
Talk Radio.
A man who refused to pay a fine for taking his daughter out of school for a trip to Disney World has won a High Court ruling. John Platt ended up being fined £120 by Isle of Wight Council for the holiday in Florida during term time last April. Karen Wilkinson from the Parents Union has been speaking to Talk Radio.
Parents, when they take their children out of school, they don't do it lightly. They take into account all the facts of the family. They take into account the experiences that the child will get on the holiday and so forth. So actually, I think it's been hugely beneficial to a lot of children.
The International Monetary Fund is warning the consequences of the UK quitting the EU be very, very bad. Vote Leave campaigners are accusing the IMF of talking down Britain after it said the country could see years of economic uncertainty and a drop in productivity. But Gisela Stewart, one of the few Labour MPs arguing for an exit, disagrees.
Let's just be realistic. We are the fifth largest economy in the world. We've got the fifth largest defence budget. We're an outward-looking, manufacturing, confident country. And I have faith in the United Kingdom. And I wish the Prime Minister and his friends had that too.
The European Union says its operation to stop people smugglers in the Mediterranean has seen substantial achievements. The mission has been criticised by a House of Lords committee, which says it's destroying wooden boats and making smugglers use rubber dinghies, putting migrants at even greater risk. But the EU says it saved nearly 14,000 lives and caught 69 suspected smugglers. Soldiers have been building a safety wall out of sand around an unexploded bomb found buried under a children's playground in Bath. The World War II device will be removed from the city and detonated safely. Its discovery yesterday led to 1,100 addresses being evacuated. A Commonwealth Games judo medalist is in a coma after a freak motorbike accident in Vietnam. Stephanie Inglis, who won a silver medal at the 2014 Games in Glasgow, was reportedly thrown from the bike after a dress got caught in a wheel. Experts are warning that nearly half of middle-aged men are problem drinkers, downing an average of 17 pints a week. A new report from DrinkAware says that's more than 2.5 times the recommended limit. And 14 years after his last child, Gordon Ramsay has revealed his wife is pregnant again. The celebrity chef, who has 3 girls and 1 boy, has admitted he's hoping for another son.
Right. Is, what, how many pints a week?
17.
Is that a problem?
Well, apparently.
Cornelius, you drink about 30 times that in a week, don't you?
No. I've had, I could count how many I've had this week.
Go on then.
What day is it? Friday. I reckon I've had 11 pints this week.
So you're under the...
Yeah.
He's not middle-aged, though.
Good point, actually.
He's a man-child.
Yeah, good point. He's, I mean, he's not even old enough to drink, which so that makes it even more worse.
Yes, I
definitely
am.
A problem, then.
Okay, good. Just checking. I don't think I've had anywhere near 17 pints this week.
Yeah, because you don't have any friends.
Yeah, good point. It's true. All right, Victoria, laughed a bit too hard then, didn't you?
All right.
Have you done the weather?
No.
Okay.
You interrupted.
Okay, here it is. That's the weather.
Warm for many with sunny spells. But there's a chance of isolated heavy showers in the southwest of England and Wales later. Feeling fresher across Scotland. Highs of 21 degrees.
Lovely. Victoria there with what can only be described as news. it's sport. Is it going to be Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be Ben.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Hey! Good afternoon. It appears that John Terry might not have played his last game for Chelsea. After all, he's been offered a one-year contract extension by the club and is considering it. The captain suspended for their final game of the season at home to Barclays Premier League champions Leicester on Sunday. Some managerial news in brief. Watford boss Kike Flores will leave the club after the final league game of the season with Sunderland at the weekend. Arsene Wenger has angrily denied reports he's been offered a new deal at Arsenal. And Tottenham's Maurizio Pochettino's job title has been switched from head coach to manager. It's after he signed a new five-year contract yesterday. Finally, tennis, and Andy Murray goes for a semi-final place at the Italian Open this afternoon. The world number two's up against Belgian David Goffin. You can hear the whole match over on TalkSport 2. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And after Chris Evans said that he's paid too much, the BBC has decided to give him a pay rise. Director General Tony Hall says the decision is exactly the type of backward decision the corporation is proud to make on a daily basis.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, good afternoon. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. Friday on Talk Radio in the afternoon. And on today's one, I'm John Holmes, by the way, your chance to win tickets. Now, this is very good. To see Serena Williams in action. The world number one women's singles tennis champion and reigning champion of the French Open and Wimbledon will be eating dog food again, and you could be there. The Grand Slam third best record holder in the world will be spooning chum into her mouth in front of a specially invited crowd in the pet food aisle of Lidl. If you'd like to be there watching the Olympic singles and doubles gold medal winner guzzling Win-A-Lot into her face, we will give you VIP tickets, which will give you the chance to feed her as well. You could be shoving Chappie into the open maw of the 2016 Italian Open quarter finalist. And if you'd like that to be you, then send your entry to I'd Like to Feed Dog Food to Serena Williams competition, Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Remember, Serena Williams must at all times be kept on the lead. Please clean up after your tennis player if it fouls the pavement. Good afternoon. Right, it's work experience punditry time. And don't forget, you can get your requests into us as well for Some Request Friday. If you'd like to hear a speech or a talk, you know, maybe you're driving away for the weekend, as I say, and the sun's out, you've got the windows down, you want to speak along to a famous speech, you and your friends in the car, you and your family, driving to see other family, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Some Request Friday. But while that's going on, it is, of course, Work Experience Punditry. It's Friday, that means film. Barry, not Norman, is here with what you can see over the weekend. Hello, Barry.
Good afternoon.
Yes. So, yes. have you been busy? Busy week, Barry?
Revising, as always. Got one more exam and then that's it.
When's the last exam?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. And what remind us what it's in?
Music.
That's right, music. Yes, good. So, what do you have to do in a music exam? I mean, how do you revise it?
So, this one is just, like, writing about jazz and just, like... Ugh. I know. Just like the history of jazz, and just write a couple of essays about it, and then what? Basically.
I bet it's easy.
You say that.
Yeah,
there's a lot, because like it's the history. Then you got to know about the songs, and then what the musicians.
Why don't you just
there's a lot.
Say why don't you just write what everyone's thinking? Just write jazz is rubbish.
I probably will, to be honest,
because it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit rubbish.
It is
nonsense. Do you actually like jazz?
I mean, I play jazz as like my first instrument, so sorry. There you go.
All right. So, what movies are you reviewing?
So,
you jazz loving freak.
I know. We're going to start off with Florence Foster Jenkins, which is the Meryl Streep and Hugh Grant film.
Cornelius likes jazz mags, doesn't he? Carry on. So you've got music film.
So, yeah. First one is, so Florence Foster Jenkins, which stars Meryl Streep, and she plays Florence Jenkins, who is a wealthy New York socialite in 1940s, and she wants to be an opera singer, and she thinks she's really good, when in fact, she's not at all. In fact, she's terrible. And basically, it's the story of her wanting to, you know, grow up to be some famous opera singer, and her husband and her manager, St. Clair Bayfield, who's played by Hugh Grant, he's trying to help her, you know, become an opera singer, but in fact, he knows that she's really bad, and she, and he's trying to protect her from getting a lot of hate and a lot of criticism in her career.
I'd like someone like that. I need a sort of Hugh Grant figure.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Yeah. Just to catalogue all the hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you want to be an opera singer as well?
Or? Oh, no. yes, well, okay, so this is a true story, of course.
Yes, it is.
And that's right, her husband, and if I remember this rightly, all the reviews that came out of every show she did, he just kept the whole thing from her, didn't he? He just
kept it completely secret.
And she lived a sort of, a kind of lie, thinking she was really... Well, she was popular.
She was, yeah, just because people wanted to see... People thought it was really funny to see how good she thought she was, when in fact she was terrible. But people loved it.
When they went to see her then, and again, in real life, did they, I mean, were they laughing at her?
Or yeah. Yeah,
so
they were.
So what did she think was going on?
But she just thought that they were really enjoying the show, and she just thought they was really lighthearted. And,
right.
Yeah.
Was she a bit stupid?
She's a bit absurd, yeah. But Meryl plays her really, really well because of that. Because she's Meryl, and she's queen, so.
Well, she was the queen. Anyway, I mean, you've seen this, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, is it... could we call it a musical? Is it a musical?
A film with music on the side,
right?
Basically. But it's really good. It's really lighthearted. And even though... I mean, Meryl can sing really well. We know that. She did like Mamma Mia and Into the Woods.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but at the same time, she can sing really badly, really well at the same time.
Do you have to learn? Did she have to learn to sing badly?
Yes.
I mean, is that, you know, Les Dawson, you're too young. Les Dawson, Cornelius, was a man.
Yeah,
famously, his thing was to play the piano badly. But in order to be able to do it... He can obviously do it really, really well.
Right.
It's like this. I mean, it sounds like I don't know what the hell I'm doing on the radio, right?
Right.
But really, I mean, I actually do. And that's the magical illusion that I'm...
Same with me. I can read perfectly.
Yeah.
But I always...
It's quite a struggle to make yourself sound like, like a clueless sort of dyslexic idiot, isn't it?
Yeah. I put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah. Good. That might, by the way, it means in no way suggest that people that are dyslexic are clueless idiots. That's just you. Just to be clear. Good. Don't write in. Oh. Anyway, carry on.
So, I mean, so she had to, like, Meryl had to listen to all the recordings back in the 1940s of how Florence was singing so badly. So she kind of, like, played with that, and she kind of made, kind of impersonated the way that she did it.
Is there a soundtrack album?
No, there's not, thank gosh.
Because otherwise it would be unlistenable. Absolutely shocking. Have we got a clip?
Yes, we do.
Excellent. All right, so this is from, what's it called?
Florence Foster Jenkins.
There we go.
Music is my life.
Can you imagine what that must feel like? To hold 3,000 people in the cup of your hand. I would like to take some more lessons.
You thought about a pianist?
Yes, I shall need someone. Someone with passion.
Cosme... McMoon?
That's me, sir.
Now, I must warn you, I work very hard. I study an hour every day. Sometimes two.
She's remarkable, isn't she?
She can't be a little... flat?
Flat?
Just a tad.
If you can forgive Madame Florence her little eccentricities, you will find her to be a most generous person.
The lady is a lesson in courage, and that's why we love her.
Bravo,
funny. And all the reviews are just terrific.
Yeah? Ours is a very happy world.
Well, that there was no real bad singing in that.
There was one, though.
One little bit.
Yeah, one little bit.
But to get a flavour of it, you kind of want more of a...
Definitely, yeah. But that's the appeal of the film, right? You want to go see her just to see how badly Meryl can sing.
Yes.
Really.
Okay, fine.
But it's brilliant, yeah.
Okay, so what... What's next?
Next is I Saw the Light, which is the Hank Williams country singer biopic.
You've
starring...
gone very musical this week.
I have, haven't I?
Yeah. Was this because your revision was seeping through?
At least it's not jazz. At least it's not jazz.
Did you do the Miles Davis one last week?
It was a couple of weeks ago. Get that out of the way.
Yeah, fine. All right, so Hank Williams, yeah.
So he was a famous country western singer, and Tom Hiddleston plays him.
Yep.
So we know him from like, The Night Manager and stuff like that. So Hank emerged from the Alabama music scene after World War II, and his wife, Audrey, which is played by Elizabeth Olsen, she was desperate to sing alongside him, but even though she wasn't very good...
There's a theme to this.
There is a theme to this. I'm just realising this now.
Yeah. If only you'd meant this to happen.
I know. Yeah. But because of that, there's arguments going on in their personal life.
Hank Williams was famously he was married twice, I think.
Married twice, yeah.
But had what they call a string of ladies.
Yes.
Didn't he? Kind of living the rock star dream very early on.
Yeah, definitely with women and alcohol and drugs and that. The film portrays him as a tortured genius, as they call it. All his problems with alcohol, drugs and women, that's what made his music so good, and that's what made him so famous on the country music scene.
Yes. Basically. And a lot of people cite it, Keith Richards, I think, cites him as an influence.
I think so, yeah.
A lot of contemporary Keith Richards. But yeah, a lot of, he's 108. Yeah. A lot of guitarists do cite him as a
big, yeah, definitely.
Don't they?
Definitely.
And what's Tom Hiddleston like in the role there?
Tom Hiddleston, it's interesting because he's a very likable guy when you watch him. Even on something like The Night Manager, he was
everyone
likeable.
Likes him.
Everyone likes him, but because the character, he's so hateful, and because Tom is naturally such a warm guy, it kind of feels a bit out of place.
Right.
It happening. He acts it really well. I just don't know if he was the right person to do it. Also because he's, I think, 35, and then, spoiler alert, Hank Williams dies at 29. So that as well, just a bit of an age difference. I don't know. He plays it really well, but I just think there could have been
maybe
other people.
Well, who would you have cast?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked it.
Who's the guy who...
Told you I was good at this.
Yeah, you're good, John.
Who's the guy who was in Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash film?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could get him.
Yeah.
He can sing a little bit, and then he's done
country. He doesn't look like Hank Williams, though, does he? Hiddleston sort of does.
You can change looks. You can change people's bodies, people's faces. Maybe? I don't know.
Change their names.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. Good. All right. Can you hang around a bit?
Yeah, sure.
We've got a clip of it, by the way.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we're going to have a clip. Oh, we'll have a clip of it now. Go, let's do it.
Let's give a rousing welcome to Mr. Hank Williams. All right, boys, let it roll.
Hey, good looking.
Why do you love me?
Most of the time, I do.
Said, hey, sweet baby.
Congratulations.
You have a son, Mr. Williams.
He's going to have a real dad. Not like it was for me.
He's drinking like a fish tonight.
What are you writing, Hank?
A little poem of the Lord.
Why don't you write me a poem?
I might have to get to know you a little better.
And he learned, I think Tom Hiddleston, I read a thing where he played all the songs properly and sang them all, didn't
yep.
he, for the film?
And he yodeled as well and everything. Yeah. He did it all. Yeah. He was on Graham Norton last week and he did a little bit of yodeling then.
Yeah.
So he's not too bad.
So you notice what's happened there? Right.
Mm.
Right. Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Right. Got Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
We've got Barry.
Yeah. That's just as good, though.
What are you trying to say here?
Can you yodel, Barry?
I knew you were going to ask me to do this.
So you've been practising then?
Oh no, that's not to say I've been practising, I just kind of, it was in the back of my mind.
Can you just yodel a little bit of the review of if you could yodel the bit where you said you'd have rather cast someone else for us, just to give us a flavour of the...
Right. And my voice warmed up. How do you yodel? Let me go back to it. Oh my gosh. I can't even.
You can't. Come on, yodel. You're not leaving until you yodel the review.
Until we get to 2:30.
That's right. Come on, yodel the review.
How do you yodel words?
Yeah, I don't. That's a good.
I don't know.
Yodeling is just like saying yodel, isn't it?
Rather, well, say the word yodeling, a yodel.
just say that. You're the left.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
It's good.
Got there in the end.
Well, kind of. What films are we talking about next?
DVD of the week, which is Room.
DVD of the week, which is Room. We'll talk about that coming up on Talk Radio very shortly.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
S is for...
Spa retreat.
A is for...
Aromatherapy treatment.
L is for...
Lovely weekend of Lions, here I come.
E is for...
Excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. Be the best.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall, and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the southbound side of the M5 through Bristol, still very slow following an accident between 17 at Cribbs Causeway and Junction 18A for the M49. Queues remain back towards Junction 15 for the M4. All lanes are open though. In Cheshire, the southbound side of the M6, one lane blocked due to a breakdown between 20 at the limiter change and 19 at Knutsford for the A556. And finally, in Merseyside, the eastbound side of the M62, one lane closed, very slow due to a breakdown between Junction 7 and Junction 8 at Rainhill Stoops. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
The Skoda Octavia, What Car's Best Family Car for 3 years in a row, has now also won Best Family Car in the Auto Express Driver Power Awards. So now with £2,000 towards your deposit, low rate 2.9% APR representative finance, and an extra £500 if you order by June the 30th, it's a multi-award winning no-brainer. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. For your nearest retailer, visit skoda.co.uk.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. J. Gabb's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yak your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just past a time and, interestingly, coming up to a different one. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio. And I don't know whether whether you've seen any of the news. Have you seen any of the news? Let's see if Cornelius has. Have you seen any of the news
Hi,
today?
John. Hi, John. Yeah, I got text the news today.
Yep.
All clear.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, cheers.
You were really worried about that,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Very good news, that is, yeah. Because you did You did sleep with it unprotected, didn't you?
Yeah.
You know, which is your own fault. You should never sleep with the news.
No, yeah.
Without protection. Yeah, so exactly. You were lucky, son.
Yeah, I was.
Don't you be so silly next time.
I won't. Sorry.
It's quite complicated, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I just can't get my head around how it all works.
Well, let me explain it to you. Because on this programme, in the afternoons, I don't know whether you knew this, but what we're able to do is we distill the news down into its component four. Right down to its very basics of how the news works. And if you do that, what you find is that it's basically underneath it all, you know, the stuff on top, what's underneath, really, underneath the news, is just Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news explained in haikus.
Eurovision is tomorrow. What a great reason to leave the house.
The news in haikus. And you join us midst work experience punditry. It's Friday. We're doing film, things you could go to see over the weekend, or indeed stay in to watch, as we're about to talk about the DVD of the week, as chosen by Barry, our work experience, not Norman, pundit, who is, of course, being trained, being groomed, if you will. To be the next generation of pundits. That's what Work Experience Punditry is all about, as we bring you the next generation of reviewers and critics. Crucially as well, we do it because they work experience and we don't have to pay them. Barry, we've already talked about two musical films. Yep. We've done, which did we do? Florence?
Florence Foster Jenkins and I Saw the Light.
Which is the Hank Williams film with Tom Hiddleston. We're on to DVD of the week, or rather weekend.
Yep.
Where are you going?
It's non-musical for a change. It's Room. And this was one of the big films in the last award season, with Brie Larson getting Best Actress for this. And it's about the story of her and her five-year-old son, Jack, who's played by Jake Tremblay, and they're imprisoned in the shed of the mum's ex-husband's garden.
Right. Is that a spoiler?
No. This is context. So it's like for the past 7 to 8 years, even though the son is 5 years old, so he's always lived in this tiny little shed. It's so small. And they've never been outside.
Right.
So the film is in two parts. The first part is they're trying to get out of the shed, which they do. You see that in the trailer.
I haven't watched the trailer. For that reason.
Trailer alert.
And now you've spoiled the...
Should I continue?
I don't know. I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to step outside.
Okay.
He doesn't want to
right.
hear
it. I'm not going to hear it. Because right. Otherwise, because if I want to watch you, I think you've already spoiled it, Barry. I'm just going to step out here. Yeah. Can you just let me know when he's finished?
Okay. Right. Keep going.
Have you seen the film?
No.
We'll keep going. The first part is them trying to get out of the shed. Second part is them trying to survive in the outer world after they've been trapped for 7-8 years. And it's very good, very, very emotional and all that. Is he coming back? I'm scared.
Are you done?
I'm done. That's the story bit.
Can you tell me what happens in the end just quickly?
They're all right. They're okay in the end.
Okay, cool.
They're all right.
John, come back in.
We're good.
Is he finished?
We're good.
Yeah. Oh, we
have
a clip.
I was saying.
We have a clip.
Oh, for God's sake.
Barry, throw to the clip.
Here's the clip.
Thank you for letting us do this interview. We're grateful to hear your story.
Thank you to everyone who sent their good thoughts and their prayers.
For 5 years, you made life in that small room, that prison, as nurturing and normal as you could.
Mom, I'm five. You're five.
So old now.
You are so old now.
Yep.
Hey, do you know what we're going to do today?
What?
We are going to bake a birthday cake.
You chose to tell Jack that room was the whole world, that there was nothing else.
Good morning, lamp. Good morning, plant. Good morning, sink.
I wanted him to feel safe and that it was a great place for him to live.
There we go.
That was a clip of...
Room.
The Room.
Which DVD?
Room or The Room?
Just The Room.
Come on, yeah, it's done.
We're good.
We played the clip.
Seriously, though, that is, I do want to watch that film. And I deliberately avoided all
talk of it in order to, you know, because I don't know what it's about. I've even got the book, but I haven't read the book.
Right.
I had Barry tell me what happens in the end while you were out the room.
What, on the radio?
So you're the only person.
You just spoiler alerted on the radio.
But you're the only person that doesn't know, so that's all right.
Yeah.
At least you don't know. It is brilliant.
Does he turn out? Does he turn out to be a ghost?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Brilliant. Room. Right. That's your DVD of the week.
Yeah.
What's TV movie of the week?
TV movies of the week are Ted, which is on Film 4 Sunday at 9 PM.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane, Mark Wahlberg. It's about Mark Wahlberg, normal guy, having a friendship with a teddy bear.
Yes.
And just the adventures. All about that. Very, very funny.
Oh, I spoiled that now.
And the other film is The Dark Knight, Saturday, ITV1, 10:15 PM, and it's about Batman.
The Dark Knight.
Who happens to be Batman, but that's all I'll say. It's just Batman.
Fine.
Just doing his thing.
Does he come back?
You'll have to wait and see. I'm being... he might do, he might not.
Okay, fine.
But there you go.
Barry, not Norman, thank you very much. Once again, there was Work Experience Punditry with, spoiler Barry. back next week?
Yeah.
Maybe. 2:30, are you listening to Talk Radio? Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A father's received high court backing after refusing to pay a fine for taking his daughter on a family holiday during term time. The Isle of Wight Council had taken further action against John Platt after he won his case at magistrates in October. He's told Talk Radio today's decision is the right one.
If they need to go on holiday in term time for whatever reason, and there's a multitude of reasons, they should be allowed to do that. If their children's attendance is otherwise good at school, a family holiday does absolutely no damage to a child's education. It's preposterous.
In the last few minutes, the Conciliation Service ACAS has confirmed there'll be a further 5 days of talks over a new contract for junior doctors in England. Its chair says real progress has been made between the government and the doctors' union. Vote Leave campaigners have accused the International Monetary Fund of trying to bully the British people into staying in the European Union. It's after the IMF warned an exit could have very, very bad consequences. A nurse has been knocked down and killed by a car being chased by police in Edinburgh. The police watchdog is looking into what happened before she died last night. Hundreds of people may have to spend a second night away from their homes after an unexploded wartime device was found in a school playground. A 300-metre exclusion zone is in place in Bath. And David Bowie's son says it was his father who inspired him to make films. Duncan Jones, who uses Bowie's birth surname, has made movies including Moon and Source Code and is now working on an adaptation of the game Warcraft. He says he was inspired while spending time on sets with his late father. The weather warmed for many with sunny spells, but there's a chance of some isolated heavy showers in the southwest.
Spoiler!
Of England.
Oh,
and
spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
I didn't want to know the weather!
Usually you beg for the weather.
Oh, you make me beg.
Yeah. Can I carry on or not?
No.
I'm going to start on spoiler.
All right, I won't. There's more in half an hour.
Spoiler!
Oh.
Spoiler!
Sometimes you can be dramatic.
Thanks very much. I know what's coming up. An end of the week quiz, very shortly, of course.
Oh, yes.
Do you wish for your brand loyalty to be tested? Probably not. But would you like to come on the radio and answer questions about the programme that's happened over the last week?
Probably.
Probably not. But whether or not you do, the option's there. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like, and or just end of week or something.
Just like the word quiz or something.
Yeah,
and
quiz.
We'll call you back.
We'll call you.
Back. And we will be, you could be on the radio playing the end of the week brand loyalty Talk Radio in the afternoon weekday show quiz.
Catchy.
Next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee, tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Yes, so end of the week quiz on the way. Don't forget, it's Friday as well. That means two things. Well, it means more than two things. It means particularly two things around here. And it means it's some request Friday. Of course, not all request Friday. Let's be very clear about that. Yes. Simon Mayo does hold the legal copyright of that phrase over at Radio 2. Where indeed they invite you to request music to enjoy for whatever reason on a Friday. We do it on a talk station. You can request speeches and talks. Maybe there's one by Colonel Gaddafi you're a big fan of and you'd like to hear this afternoon. You know, I mean, it's going to set you up for the weekend. Mm. Big Friday Colonel Gaddafi speech. Get you in the mood for the weekend. Let us know if you'd like to request a speech or a talk. Dedication. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Start
your message with any word you like.
Well, the other thing it means on a Friday is, of course, live music, as we go outside and drag a busker in from the streets to play live in the studio. That'll be happening in around an hour's time. However, we've been onto the streets for a different reason. Yes, we have. And that's to find out what the people think. What do the people think? We like to go onto the streets, and out there we often find people, and we like to know what they think. Today, do the people think box files or railings?
Railings.
Railings.
Box files.
Box files.
Railings.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
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 Box files.
Box files.
Box files.
Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
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 Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
Railings.
Box files.
Box files.
Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
Railings.
Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Box files.
Box files.
Box files.
Railings.
Box files.
Box files.
Railings.
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 Box files.
Box files.
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 Box files.
Box files.
Railings.
And there we go. What do you think? Do you think box files? What do you think railings? Do get in touch and let us know. That's what the people think. They think box files or railings. Do you? Maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, I think box files. If you do, don't keep it to yourself. Do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Well, you might think railings. You can do the same thing, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word box files or railings.
And, oh, he's here! Professor Stephen Hawking's here. Professor Stephen Hawking's rolled by. That's right, the former Lucasian Professor of Mathematics at Cambridge University and renowned astrophysicist rolls up here on a Friday, as you know if you're a regular listener, in order to tell us a joke. It's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. It works very much like this. We invite you right now to send us a one-liner joke, and usual number, usual Twitter. And Professor Stephen Hawking, out of the many that come in, will choose one. What he'll then do is read out the setup to the joke here on the programme. Now, the punchline will then only be available on this show's podcast, which you can find at iTunes or at talkradio.co.uk. Why not subscribe for you get extra bonus material, which just means more, you know, talking. And... You'll find that, though, buried within it, the punchline to the joke, the set of which you will hear momentarily. Your jokes can come in now. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Professor Stephen Hawking will choose one. And it's a bit like, you know what it's like? It's very much like a lolly stick.
How so?
Well, I'll tell you. From yesteryear. Right? So, in the old days, what you used to get, if you went to an ice cream van or maybe the newsagent to get a lolly, an ice lolly from the fridge, with the lolly would sometimes have a joke, the setup to a joke, written on the stick. But in order to get to the punchline, which was hidden beneath the icy treat, you had to suck the lolly off. Right? And when you'd done that, the punchline would be revealed. You remember back in the... Michael McIntyre. Michael McIntyre's here as well.
Hello, how are you? Hello, John. Hello, Con, how are you? I'm well, thanks. How are you? I'm very good, yes.
Thanks for coming in, Michael, again. Because I know you like to pop by, because you do remember things,
yes.
Don't you?
John, I was just walking by. I was like, can I hear some remembering going on? So I thought I'd pop into the studio and help you remember, okay?
You. Did you remember the lollies, the ice lollies?
No, do you remember lollies?
Do you remember lollies?
Sorry, are you mocking me?
No.
Do you think it's funny to mock my voice?
Do you remember lolly?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Stop it.
Okay.
No, I didn't know if you remember ice lollies, okay? Now, here's the thing with ice lollies, okay?
Yes.
Why do you have to keep them in the freezer?
Well, because they'd melt otherwise. It's not one of your best observations, Michael, is it?
No,
not really.
I mean, no.
Observe something else.
You know when you go to the ice cream van, okay? Yes. And it says slow children on the back, okay? Why are these ice cream vans employing slow children? What is wrong with them? Why can't they employ fully capable adults?
Michael McIntyre there. Now, if you... if you'd like to send your joke in for the professor to... read out live on the radio. Professor Stephen Hawking is ready and waiting to take your jokes. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right. The professor will pick one. The lines are open. While he's doing that, of course, there's the small matter of some request Friday. Some request Friday. That means you can choose a request. A talk, though. That's the point, isn't it? You can't do music because there's a music station. Plus, Simon Mayo kind of has that in the bag. So, some request Friday on Talk Radio means you get to pick a talk or a speech. Earlier, Sally texted in. You'll remember that if you're listening. She said, "I've had a lot of fun listening to the show with the family, John. You've been playing some of our favourite speeches. We're all in the car on the way to see our nan. She's in hospital at the moment, so it would be great to give her a shout out and play her as we did Judson Brewer's TED talk on A Simple Way to Break a Habit." And Sally wrote, "She'd love to do it one more time before she passes away." We played that about an hour ago, and Sally's been in touch again and said, "Just after you finished playing it, John, timing was excellent. She is now dead." So, happy to help, Sally. If you've got a request, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or a dedication.
Start your message with any word you like.
At Talk Radio. But you can also phone them in, 0844 499 numbers. And someone's on the phone now. Hello!
Hi, John and team. Hi. Please, 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 can you play my son Nathan's very speech for him on the radio? As we had parents even last night, and he's been trying really hard, which isn't easy at Feltham Young Offenders Institute. So please, can you play Sally Field's speech for when she won an Oscar for Best Actress in 1985?
Well, there, Simon. Thanks for ringing in. Of course we can. Your son Nathan there. Parents evening last night, trying very hard, and he's at Feltham Young Offenders Institute. So this is for all the kids.
It's
for everyone. All the kids at Feltham Young Offenders Institute on this sunny Friday afternoon that you can't see. Sally Field's speech for when she won her Oscar for Best Actress in 1985.
Oh, Benton, what you did for me. You changed my life, truly. This means so much more to me this time. I don't know why. I think the first time I hardly felt it because it was all so new. I owe a lot to the cast, to my players, to Lindsay and John and Danny and Ed and Amy and my little friends, Ginny and Yankton. I owe a lot to my family for holding me together and loving me and having patience with his obsession of me. But I want to say thank you to you. I haven't had an orthodox career, and I've wanted more than anything to have your respect. The first time I didn't feel it, but this time I feel it, and I can't deny the fact that you like me right now. You like me.
Absolutely sickening. And that's Sally Field's speech from when she won her Oscar for Best Actress in 1985, and we're playing that this afternoon for everybody locked up in Feltham Young Offenders Institute. If you would like to hear a special speech or talk, whatever you're doing this afternoon, then do let us know, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
However, it's time, because he's here, Professor Stephen Hawking has chosen... Oh, yeah, we do it after the advert. Yeah, fine, yeah. Okay. Is that what you were making it that shape for?
Yeah, yeah, an A shape with my hands indicating it's time for the advertorials.
Fine.
But make sure you listen to
them. I didn't really know what
it
meant.
Now we've given you a warning. Do make sure you listen to them.
Spoiler. I was going to just play them.
Oh.
Right. Okay, Professor Stephen Hawking will be with us next. Plus, end of the week quiz, as your brand loyalty to this show is well and truly tested. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Come on.
Dad?
Windows up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cam's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from network report November 15 to March 16.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered.
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said,
if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood, and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today.
So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said.
Require Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 6x3-foot sheet of half-inch standard plasterboard for only £3.09 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Somerset, the southbound side of the M5, one lane closed due to a breakdown between junction 26 at Wellington and junction 27 for Tiverton. Northbound side of the M5 through the roadworks, a breakdown closing one lane between junction 5 at Droitwich and 4A for the M42, queues back towards junction 6 at Worcester. And finally, in the West Midlands, the northbound side of the M6 has a lane block due to an accident between junction 6 and 7, that's Spaghetti Junction, up towards junction 7 for the A34 at Great Bar. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you if you are only just joining us. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it is time for the end of the week quiz.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Right then, this is where we do look back over the shoulder of the week. It's the radio quiz that's been applauded by Greenpeace for recycling content. By the way, Professor Stephen Hawking, we were going to do his joke here, but he's just popped out to the loo. And he's taken a load of the jokes with him to read in the loo to himself. So he's going to pick one. He's going to be back. But anyway, he's gone to the loo, and annoyingly, the disabled toilet's like three floors away, and there isn't a lift or a ramp, so it could take some time. So let's play the end of the week quiz. Testing and brand loyalty. On the telephone to play is a person. Hello, a person.
Hello.
Hello. Who's that?
It's Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Stoke.
Ben from Stoke.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the one that's on Trent?
That is the one that's on Trent.
It's on Trent. Okay, very
not
good.
Not originally from Stoke-on-Trent.
Where are you from originally, Ben?
From the accent. I was born in London.
Okay, and as many people will now be wondering, the hell are you doing in Stoke-on-Trent?
Well, my family went back to its roots in Stoke, so here I am.
Okay, my dad was born in Stoke-on-Trent, Ben.
Oh, well, my granddad was, so there's something you've got in common.
There you go. Yeah. And also, of course, Robbie Williams and Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Good, right, so what do you do in Stoke-on-Trent, Ben?
I am a student at the moment.
A student, okay. Yeah. A student of what?
I do biology.
Biology, all right, proper subject, Ben. Mm. That's good. None of your media studies, which is normally rubbish we get around here. good, all right, have you got exams at the moment or anything?
I've got a couple next week, but it's all under control, don't worry.
Oh, fine, good. I'm glad you've got time to play a stupid quiz. This is testing brand loyalty, Ben. Ben, have you been listening all week?
I haven't had too many opportunities to, but I've tried when I can.
Okay, well, you know, this is where you get tested. Let's put it that way. So what I've got here, I've got three clips, Ben. All you have to do, after you've heard them, is tell me what happened next. That's all you have to do. So we'll go straight into it. It's the end of the week quiz. Here we go. Question number one, Ben. On Wednesday, during the work experience punditry, the bearded mankle sporting hipster Ellie popped into the show to annoy us with her latest so-called attractions from the hipster world. Here's what happened. So what hipster nonsense have you brought today?
So first up, I've got the latest craze that is sweeping the nation, which is mini golf.
Okay, that's what she said was sweeping the nation, Ben, the craze of hipster mini golf. But can you tell me what I said would be the latest next craze to sweep the nation? Did I say A, it would be the craze of attacking the coaches of Premiership football teams? Did I say B, it would be high-paid BBC presenters refusing to wear heels at work? Or did I say C, the next craze to sweep the nation, following the Queen's example, would be to be racist and rude to the Chinese?
Oh, God. That's a really tough choice.
Tough choice.
I'm gonna hazard a guess at the Premier League coaches.
The Premier League coaches. All right, let's find out. What are you gonna say? Being racist to the Chinese. It was racist to the Chinese. Never mind. Question number two.
Disappointing.
Yeah. Tuesday. This is on Tuesday. We played out on the radio a very important safety message.
This is a warning. Radio 2 staff have been attacked by Chris Evans. Communications have been severely disrupted, and the number of casualties and the extent of the damage are not yet known. We shall bring you further information as soon as possible.
Now, what did the message then go on to say was a warning, Ben? Was it A, the zany sound of comedy bike horns on the radio? Was it B, red hair spells danger? Or did the message say that a warning was C, a flashing penis?
I'm going to guess C, a flashing penis.
Let's find out.
A flashing penis is a warning.
C, it was the right answer.
Very good. Smashed it.
Good, smashed the penis. Right, question number three. It's the final question. The big story of the day. We covered this important story. In 1975, a man was diving in Indonesia and he collected a leopard sea cucumber, which is, of course, the cylindrical relative of starfish and sea urchins. And he dropped it in a bucket of water, which he placed in a refrigerated room. Sometime later, an eel-like fish swam out, and I'm quoting from National Geographic magazine, swam out of the sea cucumber's anus. That was the big story of the day. It led to a debate on bottoms. But can you remember what tests were happening in Sweden at the moment, trials that they're doing in Sweden to help remove bottoms? Is it A, a trial that dictates instead of food, people are getting their energy from licking nuclear power stations, thus removing the need for bottoms further down the system? Was it B, people's insides are being rewired in trials in Sweden, so they can simply sick up their poo? Or was it C, people's bowels replaced with extra sweat glands so they can sweat out the poo? Which of those did we say is being trialled in Sweden?
I think that in the innards of certain Swedish individuals are being rewired, so you sick up any poo.
Now, this is an area, I reckon. This is an area of your expertise, isn't it, being a biology student?
Well, exactly that. I'll be looking into the trials myself next week, I think.
Very good. Make sure you do write this in your exam, because you'll get marked highly for this. Let's find out the answer. In Sweden, for the last 2 years, they have been removing people's bottoms. They rewire the insides of human people, don't they? In order for the... what it does is enable them to sick up a poo. There! You were right! Ben, you were absolutely right. We've got to the small matter of your score, of course. Quite complicated. We've got to bear with us. We have to check the system. We're just going to check.
Are we using the system for this?
We've got to check the system.
Oh, yeah, I've left it outside.
Have you?
Yeah, it's just in the cabinet.
Sorry, Ben. Go and get the system out.
Yeah,
of
2 seconds.
The system's kept under in a cabinet. It works out the scores and... Sorry, Ben, just bear with us.
Honestly, I don't mind.
It's fine, just hang on a minute. Unlock...
I mean, the revision I would have been doing has now been sort of done for me, the fact that I've talked about these Swedish trials, so...
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's a positive.
He's back with the system.
Right, I've got the system here.
Okay. Could you just check the system?
Yeah, I'll just check the system.
Just checking the system, man. It's quite a slow system, so... Just bear with the system, Ben. It's quite a slow system. Oh, a bit of the system's just come off.
God, what?
You want to... Sorry, Ben, a bit of the system came on. I'll try and put the bit of the system back on. Hang on.
Okay, Tom. Right.
Okay.
Wait, what was your name again?
It's Ben.
Ben.
It was Ben.
Yeah. That took so long, it might have changed.
B-E-N.
Yeah. Ben.
Ben.
Yeah. We're looking for what score he got out of 3.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Scored.
Yes.
2 points!
2 out of 3! Yeah. Oh, Ben!
Get your bed out for the lads! Get your bed out for the lads!
Ben, congratulations, you scored 2 points in the end of the week quiz. Good luck with your exams.
I don't need to do those exams anymore, I don't think.
No. More qualified. All right, that's Ben. It's biology, Ben. If you'd... if you'd like to play the end of the week quiz, you're going to have to wait till next week, for that is when it will be back. It's the Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the Week quiz on Talk Radio. I never wanted to say goodbye. We'll be back with the big debate next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of 2 tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the bait snack available in chip shop-inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces. Afternoons from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Why test drive the new smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with Ford Alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 16th and the 23rd of May. You'll save £500. Unlearn test drives with the new Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit ford.co.uk for more details.
Test drive any new Ford Ranger between the 16th and 23rd of May 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 25th of May 2016 and registered by the 30th of September 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
The George Spring Sale is here. There's up to half price on a wide range of women's, men's and kids' clothing. So the whole family can look gorgeous this season. Hurry before it's over. Shop the sale online now at george.com and in store from Thursday. George, exclusively at Asda. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Online delivery charges may apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. It's 2 o'clock and here's Victoria with the news. You're going to have to pretend to be
yeah,
her.
Yeah, my mic just turned on.
She's
there.
Not here, so why don't you pretend to be her?
Hello.
Hello, I'm Victoria.
Hello, my name is Victoria.
She's not here, she didn't come in.
And today on the news, sorry, let me just look at BBC News website.
That's all she does.
Yes. Today on the news.
Yes.
The government and the government continue to dad's win term time holiday court case. Sainsbury's are sorry for an advert. IMF.
What is this?
It's the news. You weren't here.
All right. Keep going.
Apple investing in a Chinese Uber rival.
And the weather?
And the weather. It's very warm, except in Scotland.
There you go. That's the news. Ben's got the sport. What? Oh, hi, Victoria. Where were you? Just out of interest.
Well, I was in here at 3. You must have been too early.
No.
You must have been
absolutely
too early.
Absolutely not.
Unfortunately, the printers here are slow.
It's a slow system. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a dad wins a court battle over holiday, World War II bomb found in playground, and find out which judge is coming back to X Factor.
Talk Radio.
A father who refused to pay a fine for taking his six-year-old out of school for a family trip to Florida has won the backing of High Court judges. The dispute was escalated after John Platt won his case against Isle of Wight Council at Magistrates in October. He's told Talk Radio today's decision will have a massive impact.
Thousands of parents across the country who are facing prosecutions, who've got truancy penalty notices now, that they need to make a decision about, will I pay this or not, now have the view of the High Court, and they can safely say, no, my children attend school regularly. It's irrelevant that we went on holiday and throw it in the bin and forget about it.
Jonathan Bacon is the council's leader.
What the court did was effectively to reject the Department of Education's view as to what constitutes attendance and what constitutes regular attendance. And that must throw things up in the air, both with the department and with all local authorities who look after schools. I don't think we know where we are now.
The Department of Education says children's attendance at school is non-negotiable and they'll now look to change the law. Talks over junior doctors' contracts in England will carry on for an extra 5 days. The conciliation service ACAS says real progress has been made this week between the government and the British Medical Association. The head of the International Monetary Fund has warned a vote to leave the EU could cause a sharp drop in investment as well as trigger a rise in interest rates. But Vote Leave campaigners have accused the IMF of trying to bully the British public into voting to stay in during next month's referendum. Police say it could be 48 hours before hundreds of people in Bath can return to their homes, which have been evacuated following the discovery of a World War II bomb. A 300-metre exclusion zone was set up yesterday afternoon after the shell was found under a school playground. Major Chris Hunter says there are a number of measures that will be taken.
They're going to try and actually remove the fuse safely so that immediate impetus, if you like, won't cause the bomb to explode. And then they're going to safely try and transport the bomb to a more appropriate area to carry out a controlled explosion and detonate it under their own sort of controlled conditions.
Three people have been arrested after the death of a nurse who was hit by a car being chased by police in Edinburgh. Officers say they're looking to trace a fourth man in connection with yesterday's crash. And Andrew Lloyd Webber says he's furious that Nicole Scherzinger has pulled out of Cats on Broadway to return to the X Factor judging panel.
That's disgusting.
John.
What was she doing in them?
It's a production.
All right. Misunderstood the story.
Reproduction.
No. So Andrew Lloyd Webber says the singer's decision to quit a week before rehearsal started in the US has made him look foolish. Just like Cornelius making me look foolish earlier.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you made yourself look a bit foolish in the room, in the studio for the news. Me.
You were too early.
It's not the first time you said that.
Actually, it is, just to clarify. What are you doing?
The studio just fell on you.
Do you know what? I think that's karma. This has happened every time you're mean to me.
Part of the studio just actually fell off and fell on me. That was...
Talk Radio, national weather.
Warm for many with sunny spells, but there's a chance of isolated heavy showers in the southwest of England and Wales, feeling fresher across Scotland with highs of 21 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Look, now here's Ben with the sport live from a paintballing activity.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. It appears that John Terry might not have played his last game for Chelsea. After all, he's been offered a one-year contract extension by the club and is considering it. The captain's suspended for their final game of the season at home to Barclays Premier League champions Leicester on Sunday. Some managerial news in brief. Watford boss Kike Flores will leave the club after the final league game of the season with Sunderland at the weekend. Arsene Wenger has angrily denied reports he's been offered a new deal at Arsenal. And Tottenham's Mauricio Pochettino's job title has been switched from head coach to manager after he signed a new five-year contract yesterday. Finally, tennis, and Andy Murray took the first set 6-1 against Belgian David Goffin in the Italian Open quarterfinals. Murray leads 4-3 in the second. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben! Live from a stag weekend paintballing activity, you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:05.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, hello, it's Friday, isn't it? On today's programme, tickets up for what I believe are termed grabs. Tickets up for grabs to watch Serena Williams in action. The world number one women's singles tennis champion and reigning champion of the French Open and Wimbledon will be eating dog food again, and you could be there. The Grand Slam third best record holder in the world will be spooning chum into her mouth in front of a specially invited crowd in the pet food aisle of Lidl. If you'd like to be there watching the Olympic singles and doubles gold medal winner guzzling Win-A-Lot into her face, we'll give you VIP tickets, which will also give you the chance to feed her as well. Yes, you could be shoving Chappie into the open maw of the 2016 Italian Open quarterfinalist, and if you'd like those tickets, send your entry to I'd Like to Feed Dog Food to Serena Williams, the radio, Talk Radio, London. Do remember, Serena Williams must be kept on a lead. Please clean up after your tennis player if it fouls the pavement.
Talk Radio.
Right, time for the big debate then. So, the big debate this afternoon, the big story, of course, that everybody is talking about. There's not nobody not talking about the fact that Billy Piper and Lawrence Fox have been granted a quickie divorce in 50 seconds. Let me just read this to you. Actress Billy Piper was granted a quickie divorce in just 50 seconds from her actor husband, Lawrence Fox, because of his, quote, unreasonable behaviour. This was granted by District Judge Yvonne Gibson at a hearing at the Central Family Court. They will continue to co-parent their children with the utmost mutual respect for each other. Neither of them were present for the brief hearing. And listening to that, ironically, today on the telephone... because he's very much against the notion of hearing. Anthony's on the phone. Good afternoon, Anthony. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm afraid I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
Oh, all right. Did you hear the one about the person what enjoyed hearing? No, of course you didn't. Because no one enjoys it. It's not enjoyable. Here, I'm well against hearing,
yeah,
John, whatever. Yep. Like, because, yeah,
yep,
it's just it's another thing to worry about, isn't it?
Well, it is, isn't it? That's a good point. I mean, why?
It's fine. Like, you sit there, you've got your headphones on, like, you're enjoying listening to the MC Nasty Business or whatever, rapping about his dirty car, you know, but, like, all the time you're sitting there going, oh, is this going to damage my hearing?
Yeah.
Nasty business in a dirty car. And, like, all you're thinking is, like, oh, no, what am I doing for my hearing now?
Yeah. Well, I know...
And at school, like, you had to have a hearing test, and that was all just stress. Because all the time, like, you don't know, oh, am I going to get this wrong?
Anthony. Let me just bring in. You're a variance against the hearing. Let me bring in Joe. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good evening. Good afternoon, even.
Yes. Now, you clearly didn't hear me properly then, and that's ironic too, isn't it? Because you're very much for the notion of hearing. You heard Anthony there with MC Nasty Business rapping about his dirty car. And if you are able to hear, which I am, you'll know how hateful that was. So what do you say to that?
Well, I can't comment on MC Nasty Business. It's not one that I've heard.
Yes.
Neither of this Billy sort that you were on about. But without hearing, how are we going to listen to other people's conversations? Mm. I'm a personal fan of earwigging on other people's conversations in public areas, or yep, sticky beaking, as my friend Jessica calls it. But, I mean, the biggest argument here has got to be music. Where would we be if we couldn't hear music? The great orchestral pieces of, for instance, Kenny G, or the...
Does it bother Evelyn Glennie? No? Carry on.
Does it... I misheard you there, Anthony, sorry.
Ironic.
I rest my case.
Well, don't, because we've got some more time to fill.
Can I stay, though?
Yes.
Can I come back, please?
You can, yes.
Because, like, I'm against here, like, and I have to say, like, in a similar vein, like, another hearing I'm against is the one that I had at Southwark Crown Court last week, yeah? I got a suspended sentence.
Yeah.
And that is blatantly not fair, yeah? Because I was trying to explain that was a hearing dog what I took down the job centre.
Yeah.
And how was I supposed to know it was going to behave like that when the buzzer went? It was like, 54.
Give the dog the ankle tag,
not me.
And Anthony, I'd like to hear you've obviously got views on the unemployed and
Anthony.
I can't hear you.
Just stop speaking for a moment because we've got to give a fair argument to the other side of the opinion debate.
Oh my days.
And that's
well, he's obviously Anthony's got some issues there with going down the Dole office and integrating with the unemployed. If we didn't have hearing, there would be no music. There'd be no musicians. They'd all be on the Dole queuing up for benefits along with Anthony. How does Anthony feel about queuing up next to, for instance, the Wurzels or Shane McGowan?
How do you feel about that, Anthony? I mean, he's got a good point, hasn't he? What would it be like in a world without hearing, where one was forced to queue with the Wurzels in a job centre?
Well, it wouldn't matter because, like, my hearing dog would chop and they would just, like, run. I tell you what, yeah?
What?
To show you how pointless, hearing is, yeah?
Yeah.
Come do a hearing test on your little friend on the phone. What's his name again?
His name's Joe. Yep. His name's Joe, but call him Keith.
Keith, yeah? Can I do a quick hearing test on you, please?
Of course you can.
You're going to hear a series of tones, Keith. When you hear a tone, say yes. All right? Are you ready?
Yes.
Here comes the first... Hang on.
Well, let me stop you there, because Keith said yes before a tone then.
Nah, sorry, I was just...
I was just
ready.
He was
just saying yes. Come on, John.
Anthony asking me a question.
Yes, I know.
Come on, John.
See, none of this is even relevant. If I couldn't hear any of this, we wouldn't even be having this discussion. And you guys on the radio would be all out of the
job.
Yeah,
and I think everyone would be quite grateful. Right. Here comes the...
Well,
right.
If this took Anthony off air... Whoa.
Keith. Let Anthony play you some tones.
Keith, are you ready for the first tone?
Go on then, mate.
Remember, say yes if you hear the tone. Ooh. Do you hear it?
Yes.
Okay, here comes the next tone. Ooh. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Did you hear it?
No, there was nothing there.
Oh, mate, I've got some bad news for you. See? What? And that's it. It's over.
This is completely irrelevant, because without hearing, we wouldn't be able to even start this test.
Let me put this to you.
Without hearing, we wouldn't have to have this nonsense conversation, mate.
Let me put this to you.
Hey, Anthony, man, you phoned up for this conversation as well.
Don't, let me just jump in now, right? Because you call me man, yeah? Why do you call me man? Are you trying to, talk on my level? Because, he's from the street. I think I'll talk like him. Hey, man, what's with the hearing deal, man? Let's rap about it.
Gentlemen.
You don't know me, bro.
Gentlemen, and ladies, shush, because we don't want this conversation to get out of hand. No one should talk over each other. It's not fair on the other caller. I'm going to give you some noises now, some examples of sounds. I want you to just give me a very simple yes or no. Very simple yes or no. Anthony, church bells. Keith, church bells.
No, thank you.
Bagpipes, Anthony. The laughter of a child. Keith.
No. Yes.
I think Anthony dropped out of the conversation. Anthony, are you back?
Anthony's not there. Doing sign language.
Yeah, he's back. Okay, he's back.
That's such a cheap way to try and win an argument. Do you know what I mean?
Hanging up.
I was not hanging up. Oh, my days.
I'm just getting a text in here. It says you can't hear in space. No one can hear you scream. Exactly. So what if we got space down here on Earth with giant hoovers?
Well, you wouldn't be able to breathe either, would you?
But then we'd have masks. Giant hoovers, but their annoying sound also wouldn't be heard. So that would be a good thing. What do you make of that? Because that's several people have said exactly that on the text now. If we brought space to Earth, that would stop the hearing.
That would mean we'd have to get rid of crap wedding DJs. You wouldn't hear ice cream vans coming.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for solving my argument for me.
Well, that's why we need hearing, Anthony. Your point is you don't like hearing.
Well, look, let's do another practical experiment, right? It would be like this, right? Let's just give ourselves an example for a moment. Let's take a moment of silence, because if Anthony's argument was taken to its full conclusion, we'd hear this.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Just wait a minute, Anthony. We need the opinion of the song. Wait a minute.
Left it scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains.
With this is ironic.
Now, if we took your argument to its fruition, Anthony, we'd just hear that over and over again. The sound of silence by Disturbed.
Yeah, but to be honest, that was sampled by the MC Nasty Business, and it was quite good.
Yeah, but do you want
the same old argument, MC Nasty Business, Anthony?
Yes, because why not? He speaks truth, yeah? Like, if we have to hear something, hear the MC Nasty Business. Put the thing on again, and I'll tell you how he rapped over it.
Okay.
Yeah, go. Do it. We want to hear
this. Here we go. Ah, yeah. A one time. come on. That's right. MC Nasty Business. With the mucky headphones. MC Nasty Business putting them on. Drop to the floor. That's basically it's just a nasty business.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Anthony. That really wasn't very good. Let me...
utter tosh.
Let me just... We need to sum up this debate. It's going to run on and on. A lot of people are getting in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
A lot of people getting in touch on both sides of whether or not we do need, in this day and age, still need... hearing. If you want to react, then please do on those numbers. Let me just sum up the debate from each of you in a word. Keith, also called Joe, first of all, please sum up the debate in a word for us.
I'd say blind, because I'd rather be blind than deaf.
Anthony?
Huh?
Thanks very much. If you've got an opinion, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Just done that, it doesn't matter. It's 18 minutes past three.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Sky asked me to big up their box sets. I said, sure, if I can squeeze it around True Detective, because I'm up to episode 4, you see. Okay, they said. So I said, if you're a Sky TV customer, you can upgrade to addictively good Sky box sets from just £6 extra a month. Get over 350 box sets, including new hit Billions, The Affair, True Blood, and True Detective. Search Sky box sets and upgrade today. So then I said, can I get back to True Detective? And they said, can you squeeze in the legals too? Only if I do it super fast, I said.
Require Sky TV, the family bundle, all HD. Compatible box, broadband, minimum recommended speed, 2 megabits per second. Setup costs may apply. Selection of shows varies each month. Further terms apply.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Essex, we're getting reports of an accident on the southbound M11, which is causing congestion just after Junction 9 for Saffron Waldron. The northbound M6 in Warwickshire, one lane blocked due to an accident between Rugby and Coventry, that's Junctions 1 and 2. And the northbound M6 in the Birmingham area, there's a lane blocked due to an accident between Junctions 6 and 7. The westbound M54 in Shropshire, lane blocked due to a breakdown between the M6 and Junction 1. I'm David Moore.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed.com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 22 minutes past three. That was the big debate this afternoon. That was Keith, who was also called Joe on the telephone, very much for the notion of hearing, whereas Anthony was against the notion of hearing. And it has divided you on 87222. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Anyway, what's been coming in, Cornelius, on the reactions
yes,
for that?
Yes, lots coming in. Opinionated says he hates hearing, but he can hear what the other person is saying, which he hates.
Anything else?
Yes, Onionated says he actually lost his partner to hearing aids.
Yes, and he writes the details of that, of course. His partner worked in a school for the deaf and fell down the stairs while carrying a box of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got this white noise, John. You're talking about hearing. What about the word of white noise? Mm. That simply does not reflect a multicultural Britain. I think we should see more BAME noise. which is black, Asian minority ethnic noise. That's coming from Lenny Henry. 23 minutes past 3 o'clock. And as you know, if you were listening earlier, Professor Stephen Hawking is with us this afternoon. He has been sifting through your jokes for Professor Stephen Hawking's Pullback and Reveal. Works like this. He's about to read one out for you, but only the setup. The punchline will be available just on this show's podcast, which you can find at talkradio.co.uk or on iTunes. And so it would here he is with the overly long intro music, Professor Stephen Hawking's setup to a joke.
What's the difference between jelly and jam?
What's the difference between jelly and jam? That is Professor Stephen Hawking's joke. It was sent in today by Lee, who lives in Scotland. He hasn't been any more specific than that. What is the difference between jelly and jam? If you'd like the punchline, you'll find it on our podcast, which you can download at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. It's 3:24, and as promised, ahead of live music Friday, when we quite literally drag a busker in off the streets to play a live music session for us on a Friday afternoon. Ahead of that, though, time for, well, let's just say the haters gonna hate. So this is where Con, which he claims is short for Cornelius, even though it isn't, takes all of the haters' texts and tweets that we have had over the past 5 days fired into the studio, or indeed personal attacks on Twitter. It's where we take them, put them in Cornelius's hand, and send him to the lift here in Talk Radio's building. And then as it travels downwards through the building, he reads them out. It's a feature we like to call condescending. And he should be live in the lift now. Cornelius, hello. Hello.
Hi, John. Hi. I'm outside the lift. It's already here, so I'm going to go straight in.
Right,
this is what's on the radio bit.
Plays the radio in the lifts.
Okay, let's up, and we're off. Okay, someone texted this in yesterday. Is the wonky-eyed paid intern Cornelius actually Noel Fielding? Sounds just like him. I don't know what you're on about.
You do a bit.
My mum said, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. And that's why I don't tell people how the John Holmes Show on Talk Radio is a goddamn awful pile of crock.
Fine, thanks.
Jane tweeted that this show is the radio equivalent of the 1998 version of the Avengers.
Okay.
Sam said, John, your height is as equal as your talent.
Heightest.
John, I've just run the fastest marathon ever.
Right.
What was my inspiration?
Dunno.
That I could hear your show at the start line. Thank you, Danny, who sent that in.
Danny.
Anonymous says, your show is the reason I drink. Oh. Say what you want about the John Holmes Show, but it's very consistent, consistently rubbish.
Yep.
Hello there, would you like to read out a condescending? Who are you, sorry?
No, I'd rather not do it, thanks.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're very important, aren't you?
I'm not playing this game.
No, you're one of the top bosses in this building. If John Holmes were a Manchester United team coach, consider me a West Ham fan. Thank you, Sarah, who sent that in.
Good.
The inevitable... He's gone now.
Good. He's... Right.
When the I can't believe it. When the inevitable failure of talk radio happens, I reckon it'll be largely down to John Holmes. I'm gonna go back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius, there with reading out the haters' text and tweets live from the lift with one of the big bosses from this building. I wasn't sure which one it was. We'll find out when Cornelius gets back in. But I like the way he said he'd gone now and then read out when the inevitable failure of Talk Radio happens. Anyway, yeah, the haters gonna hate. So if you've got a hateful text or tweet you'd like to send to the show, you can do it on 87222, start your message with the word talk, or at Talk Radio on Twitter, start your message with the word hate. We have live music coming for you next on Talk Radio. It will be from a busker we have dragged in off the street, plus of course more of your oh, Cornelius has come back. Hey, Cornelius.
Hey, right.
Which boss was
you know
it?
What? I don't know.
What did he look like?
Well, they all look the same in this building. They all just look like tired.
But it wasn't one of our Talk Radio bosses.
No, it was one of the company bosses.
What, one of the proper, the high up?
Yeah. So, you know, we know the level of managers who who sort of hired you.
Yes.
It's their boss.
The ones that don't like me.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then. So it's appropriate that you read that out in front of me. Okay, did he have whitish hair? Or
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was Scott Taunton.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, he's like the big... He's like the top. And to be clear, he got in a lift while you were reading out haters' texts and tweets live onto a radio.
Yeah.
Great. It's coming up to 3:30, Victoria. We'll have the news next.
Talk Radio.
In the last half an hour, 25-year-old who idolised Jihadi John has been jailed for life for planning a terror attack on American military personnel in Britain. Janae Khan from Luton will serve at least 12 years for plotting to kill a soldier in a similar way to the way Fusilier Lee Rigby was murdered in Woolwich in 2013. A father says he's hugely relieved at winning a high court ruling after refusing to pay a fine for taking his daughter out of school for a holiday. The government says children's attendance at school is non-negotiable and it'll now look to change the law. John Platt has told Talk Radio he didn't do anything wrong.
It's not attendance of itself that hurts children's education. It's the reason for the non-attendance at school. If a child is not attending school because it's suffering from an illness, that tends to do damage to its educational outcomes. But children taken on family holidays, as everybody in their gut knows, are happy, loved children who thrive in school.
Peace talks between the government and junior doctors in England are set to continue for another 5 days. The Conciliation Service ACAS says real progress has been made in negotiations over a new contract. Leave campaigners are accusing the International Monetary Fund of talking down Britain. That's after the head of the IMF warned the consequences for the UK quitting the EU range from pretty bad to very, very bad. And Lady Gaga is going to play Cilla Black in a new film based on the life of Dionne Warwick. Former Destiny's Child singer LaToya Luca...
Really confusing. Confusing.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is going to play Cilla Black in a film based on the life of Dionne Warwick.
Yes.
I mean, that's two levels too far.
I just can't get my head around it.
Well, it's very difficult to understand, Cornelius, the news, as you know. It's very complicated.
It's going
to
happen.
All right.
And Dionne Warwick is going to be played by LaToya Luckett. She used to be in Destiny's Child.
Oh, God. Now it's even more complicated.
Yep. The weather, showers in the southwest easing this evening to leave a dry night for most, but isolated showers may affect eastern England tonight, lows of 6 degrees.
Tomorrow degrees?
Yeah. Tomorrow will be largely fine with some good sunny spells. There's more in half an hour.
Great. That's Victoria Bourne there, Victoria Louise Bourne.
Thanks, John. Athan Richard Holmes.
You're very welcome. It's 3:31, and next we'll be bringing you live music in session.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's coming up to a time, and after that, it'll be another time. But before that time, it's time to wonder how much of the news paid intern Cornelius has seen today. How much of the news have you seen today?
Sorry?
How much? Don't apologise. It's fine. How much of the news have you seen today?
18.
That's not bad.
18 news.
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite a good amount of news, I think.
It's quite complicated, though, isn't it?
I couldn't get my head around it, John.
Well, we can help you with that, because on the radio in the afternoons, on the talk radio, what we like to do is break news down to its component parts. And when you do that, as you know, what you end up with, eventually, once you've, you have to scrape the surface of the news off, obviously, and then just work your way down through the patinas, you find that the news is basically made up of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Homes are evacuated. Aided in bath due to World War II bomb. Bath bomb?
It's Friday, and that means live music on Talk Radio in the afternoon. If you're a regular listener, you'll know this is where we go out into the streets and literally drag someone in from them, a busker, a musician, someone plying their musical trade, and we bring them into the studio and, make them play a live session for us, thus losing them a load of money. So, today we welcome Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Good afternoon.
Hello. So you're Jeremy John, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Man with two first names. Not to be trusted. So welcome. So before we hear from you in musical terms, let's learn a bit about you, Jeremy. Where are you from? What do you do? Why do you do this?
Where am I from? It's Kent, originally. Okay. I live in London now. Why do I do this? I got into performing because of my grandmother.
Oh, right?
Yeah, I was looking after her.
You know this isn't the X Factor,
and,
right? before we go on a journey.
Oh, damn it. I bought handkerchiefs as well for all of you. Never mind.
Go on, tell.
Anyway, I was looking after her because she suffers from Alzheimer's.
Yep.
And I couldn't talk to her about kind of what she'd done that morning. But I soon discovered if I sung old songs, she'd remember them, and we could sing along and we could really connect. And I really learnt the power of music.
Yeah.
And then I took it outside of her house, took it to the streets, took it to pubs and sing old songs.
That is a proper story as well, isn't it? That's like really quite touching. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting that, I'll be honest with you. That really is. Okay, so, I mean, did you sort of happen upon that with her? I mean, how did it sort of come about that you found that to work?
Yeah, well, I think most people dealing with someone with Alzheimer's find it difficult because, you know, so much of what we are is our memory.
Yes.
And especially short-term memory. I couldn't talk to her about the weather. And, you know, there's lots of confusion and so on, that I was looking for something to cut through all that.
Yeah.
And I learnt these old Bing Crosby songs and all these old ones that really took her to a place which was pleasant and where she was relaxed and where I could maintain a kind of really strong connection with my grandmother, which still exists this day.
Right. Did you go back through her record collection?
Yes.
To see what she would listen to?
Yeah.
Right,
and I mean, some of the songs from the 20s and 30s are incredible.
Yeah.
They're fun to listen to as well.
Yeah.
And we'd sing
all
afternoon.
So you got like 78s and stuff, sort of really old vinyl.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Obviously, they've all been reissued now, I didn't have to get a special machine to play them.
That's special machine's called a record player.
That's the one, good. After my vocabulary fails me.
Young people. So what was kind of her favourites? I mean, did you sort of just have to sing a load until she kind of reacted, or did you... I mean, what made you choose the ones you did?
Yeah, I mean, well, she actually originally is from Jamaica. So a lot of the songs she'd have sung there in the 20s and 30s were old Jamaican mento songs, a sort of type of Jamaican folk. A lot of them have been lost and, you know, we wouldn't be able to kind of trace what they were. But the more popular music, the records that were coming into Jamaica in the 30s, things like Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
I mean, he was covering lots of stuff that was knocking about anyway. And if you just get a greatest hits of Bing Crosby, there's about 20 songs on there that many people of her age would know most of the words to most of those songs.
Sure.
And many of them even have survived for young people. Things like You Are My Sunshine, for example.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can sing that with anyone of any age.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is how I got into all this, because you realise that the power of it to kind of connect people and to unite people together and just make people feel good.
All right. Well, look, let's take a track now, if we would. We're going to do a couple of songs, I think. What are we going to hear first?
Right. Well, in tribute to the fact that she grew up in Jamaica, I think it's only right I do a song by a Jamaican artist. You may have heard of him. He's called Bob Marley. So this is a bit of Bob Marley. wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together with a roof right over our head. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room, which I provide the bread. Is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? I wanna know now. I wanna know now. Cause I'm willing and able. So I lay my cards on your table. I wanna love you. I wanna love and treat you. Love and treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together, yeah, with a roof right over our head. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room, which I provide the bread. Is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? Is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling? I wanna know now. I wanna know now. Cause I'm willing and able. So I lay my cards on your table. I wanna love you. I wanna love and treat you. Love and treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. There you go.
Come on! Live music! Excellent stuff. That is Jeremy John. He is with us on Talk Radio providing live music this afternoon. We will talk more and hear more from him very shortly. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
S is for...
Spa retreat.
A is for...
Aromatherapy treatment.
L is for...
Lovely weekend of lions, here I come.
E is for...
Excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Essex, we're getting reports of an accident on the southbound M11, which is causing congestion just after junction 9 for Saffron Waldron. The northbound M6 in Warwickshire, one lane blocked due to an accident between Rugby and Coventry, that's junctions 1 and 2. And the northbound M6 in the Birmingham area, there's a lane blocked due to an accident between junctions 6 and 7. The westbound M54 in Shropshire, lane blocked due to a breakdown between the M6 and junction 1. I'm David Moore.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Turn up the trouble on the radio show that doesn't take itself too seriously. John Holmes, the man who's stirring up the nation.
The original sound of John Holmes.
Don't phone the gas board, phone Holmes.
Join me, John Holmes, weekday afternoons from 1 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. It's a little...
So what... Two questions, right?
Yeah,
one
yeah.
is this, right?
Yeah.
One, that was supposed to be deleted from the system. It's a very slow system.
A very slow system.
Because right? It's rubbish, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Two, why would you play a trail for a programme in the programme that it is in?
To encourage people to listen to it.
Stupid. Anyway, it's quarter to four. It's Friday afternoon. And it's so weird around here. Talk Radio. and I'm John Holmes. Live Music Friday. We've got Jeremy John in. He's a busker. Jeremy, where would we find you? Do you have an online presence, like you're modern or something?
No,
Not at all?
No.
What sort of idiot are you? Come on.
A big idiot.
Yes.
A very large one.
You need all the SoundClouds, don't you? All the modern stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. Were you going to set one up for me?
Well, no, but I'm just giving you the advice that you need to do it. Because people want to know. People will have heard that and go, well, he's quite good.
Well, so, I can be contacted via Busk in London, buskinlondon.com, and they have profiles for all their buskers.
Yep.
And as you've said many times, my name is Jeremy John.
Yeah.
So you can find it that way.
There you
or
go.
On Wednesday, 6 till 8 p.m., I'll be at Waterloo Station. So... come along if you're
Look
bored.
At that. Oh, free gig.
Yeah, a gig.
So I was going to say, where do you do it? So is Waterloo Station all around London? Do you go out of London?
I've done it, in many different countries, actually. The joy of busking and the joy of these songs that I take, things like the Beatles, for example,
yeah.
are known in most countries of the world and, again, across ages. So I've sung I sung for many months in New Orleans in the French market there.
Really?
I found a little gap in the market because they're all doing jazz and blues.
Yes.
So I did a Beatles cover act.
Because everyone's sick. You walk down the streets of New Orleans, which I have, and you're absolutely right. Everywhere is, as you say, jazz and blues. And if you're a bit sick of it by the
exactly,
end of it,
yeah.
to walk around the corner and find you doing Beatles, you're going to draw a crowd.
Yeah, that was the idea. And I sung it in a very English accent to kind of emphasise, sort of, I don't know, find again a little bit of a niche, because obviously...
Oh, love me do. That's sort of very posh, sort of, yeah, emphasise it. Yeah,
yeah, which is great, because the Beatles weren't actually posh, so it's
exactly.
sort of a double bluff.
having done it around the world, I mean, do you find people... what makes people generous? I mean, is it kind of a country-based thing? Are people in some countries more generous with their chucking money in your hat than others, do you find? Or is it kind of roughly the same?
It's roughly the same. It's one of those things where you realise that human kind of generosity and so on is roughly the same across the board. A lot of it is just your ability to... I mean, ultimately, your job is to just give someone a little boost to their day, cheer them up a bit.
Yeah.
And that's quite universal, I think. I think most human beings want to be a bit cheerful.
Yes, as a rule, I think that's a fair thing to do, yeah.
So generally, it's kind of across the board. And, you know, as you bus, you see all ages give you money, all ethnicities. And another quite comforting thing is it challenges, you know, I used to sing up in Manchester and you'd get sort of gangs of youths that would be coming up towards me. And in the back of your head, you're going, oh, no, hang on, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
And they all chuck you a quid. And it's quite... a heartwarming thing to actually do, because you see people like that in a different light, and
yeah,
you suddenly
go,
hang on, I thought those gang of youths were going to be trouble.
Yeah.
Actually, they're very generous, nice people that have just given me a few quid. So it's quite nice in that regard. You do meet a lot of people if you're stood on the street for a few hours.
Let's hear another track, because I know you, as you rightly said, you asked a question with the last song.
Yeah.
And now we get an answer.
So, Bob Marley asked, is this love? And Labby Siffrey, who was born just up the road here in London, he answered that question by saying, it must be love. And then Madness covered it, and hopefully I'm not going to butcher it. So here we go. I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. And I never thought I'd feel this way, the way I do about you. As soon as I wake up every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. How could it be that we can say so much without words? Bless you and bless me. Bless the bees and the birds. I've got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be happy, baby, any other way. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. It must be love, love, love. It must be love, love, love. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best. Nothing more, nothing less. Love is the best.
Whoa!
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Live music on the show on a Friday. That is what we do. If you want to come on the show, if you are a musician and you ply your trade out on the streets, then do indeed. Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word I'm a busker.
And you could be in here playing live for us. That was Jeremy John, who can be found on, what was the, was it Busk for London?
Busk in London.
Busk in London.
And it's .com.
.com. And you can search for Jeremy John. You'll find him and his work on there. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, John.
You're very welcome. And as is traditional, we have to give you some coin.
Oh, wonderful.
Because you know, that's busking, isn't it?
It is pound sterling, yeah?
So that's how it works. Yeah, yeah. Well, one of them is. There you go.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed.
Actual coin. That's good. I mean, it literally won't be anywhere near what you would have earned by staying outside, but never mind. It doesn't matter. We are tighter than youths in Manchester. Thanks so much. It's Friday then, and that means it's Some Request Friday on the programme. Of course, your requests, as you know, Simon Mayo over on that Radio 2. He does All Request Friday. We can't use that title because he owns the legal copyright. And also plays music requests. Now, if you, I don't know, it's a sunny afternoon, isn't it? Maybe you're thinking, what I need to set me up for the weekend, I'd like a request or a dedication on the talk radio. But being talk radio, we take requests and dedications for speeches or talks. Sally got in touch earlier. Hi, John, she said. Had a lot of fun listening to your show with the family. We've been playing some of our favourite speeches. We're in the car on the way to see Ann Nan. She's in hospital. She'd like to hear Judson Brewer's TED talk on a simple way to break a habit. We played that for her. There you go, Nan. We played Sally Field's speech when she won her Oscar for Best Actress in 1985. For Simon, who had parents evening last night, which isn't easy because his son is in Feltham's Young Offenders Institute. So we played that for anyone in Feltham. I think we've got another request now. I think we can go to the phones because you can call these in as well. 08444444. Hello, who's that? Hello,
John. I'm feeling down. Yeah. I've just been made redundant. My partner has left me and taken the kids. Oh. I don't know how I'm going to pay the mortgage, and I can't afford my dog's medical bills. So I think I'm going to have to get him put down. Please could you place me to cheer me up? John Major announcing the 1997 general election. it reminds me of a happier time.
Well, Sam, of course we can. Anything to help. So, especially for Sam, who has been radio redundant, partner's left her and taken the kids, doesn't know how she's going to pay the mortgage, can't afford a dog's medical bills, is going to have the dog put down. So to cheer her up, for you, sir, it's John Major announcing the 1997 general election.
Good morning. I'd like to formally confirm that I've seen Her Majesty the Queen this morning and sought her permission for a dissolution of Parliament and a general election on the 1st of May. I'm delighted to tell you that Her Majesty has consented to that. I would expect a prorogation of Parliament within a few days, formal dissolution in early April. Parliament will reassemble on the 7th of May for the election of Speaker and swearing-in of members, and the Queen's speech will begin on the 14th of May.
Whether at the moment you accept that you are well behind Labour?
Well, I see what the opinion polls say. I also see what so many of my colleagues say when they come back from standing on the doorstep and talking to people. And I believe this election is winnable. Not only do I think it's winnable, I think I'm going to win this election, and so are the Conservative Party. We have an 18-year record that I am proud of.
For Sam there, that's John Major announcing the 1997 general election. If you've got a request or a dedication, you'd like to, maybe for yourself, doesn't have to be for yourself, of course, it could be for... Could be for anyone, couldn't it? And maybe you're just driving for the weekend. It's not for an occasion. Maybe you're just off for the weekend. And as we said before, you just want to hear a speech or a talk that you love, and you know all the words too. There's nothing better is on a sunny afternoon than driving with the wind in your hair, talking along to a famous speech, and perhaps someone in the car next to you in the traffic jam also talking along to that speech, which means you know they're listening to Talk Radio as well. You know, as I say, maybe you're lying in the garden, you know, you'd like to hear John F. Kennedy's 1963 Ich bin ein Berliner speech, or
I think that's overplayed, that one.
Well,
I hear it on the radio all the time.
I know.
Yes, I mean, it's a good speech, but I just hear it all the time.
Yeah,
I'm sick
of
it now.
Well, for me, you need a little break from it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it does get played and played over and over again, you know, just like anything on a global station. Perhaps you're mourning the loss of a loved one, and your special speech with them was William Wilberforce's abolition of slavery in 1789. These are just examples. Do get in touch. It's all for the good of some request Friday. Coming up at 4 o'clock, which is in 5 minutes' time, it's only Yasmin at Star Trek II, The Wrath of, no relation to Sadiq Khan. Hi.
Or is she?
Oh.
Really?
We're all like cousins in that, yeah?
Oh, are you?
No, we're not.
No, ridiculous. How are you, Yasmin? I know when I saw you earlier in the kitchen here, you felt slightly under the weather.
Well, I was sounding a little bit Barry White.
Yes.
I'm sounding more like my, you know.
You do sound more like you now.
Barry
yes.
Brown.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I mean, what are you doing?
I don't know.
You're massive racist.
Oh, well, as head of diversity.
You can do what you like.
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry, national controller, comma, diversity. Yeah.
What's coming up on your show today?
On that note, we've got a new feature today, a little bit later on in the show, and it's called hashtag Everyday Muslim.
Oh, I like it already.
It's basically a story of everyday Muslim folk.
Yes.
A different Muslim every week who, get this, doesn't talk about extremism.
No, that surely there's not such a thing.
I've had to.
What are you talking about?
Well, when us Muslims get together,
yes.
Of whatever hue and,
yes.
or belief or what have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we call that a cell.
Yeah, that. Yeah. That's all we talk about.
Yeah.
Not the, well, actually, British Muslims, you know, they start with the weather because we're British.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, and then move on. No, this is a story of just everyday people talking about their life, an incident from their life, but nothing to do with extremism.
This is remarkable broadcasting.
Yeah, I like that.
It's designed to make Haiti Katie just, you know.
She'll explode.
She'll combust.
Yes.
Yeah, I chose to use the word
combust. Yeah,
not the other one.
Okay, fine. Well, I look forward to that. What else?
Also, we had him as a living legend a few weeks ago. Paul Hardcastle.
Oh, you did? 19.
He is coming in to do music review. He's bringing in two.
Very good, isn't it?
He's brilliant.
Yeah.
Love him. We're talking about why move to, I think it's Belfast today.
Yeah, good, right,
yeah,
yes.
We've got that.
The Titanic Museum. There's
we see, I've learned something already.
Yeah.
I know not of these things. This is why we get Nick to not travel to places.
That's right.
To tell us why to move there. And also, a serious start to the top of the show, talking about the story of the young woman from the Netherlands who had a sister suicide.
So that fine. Right. Well, we look forward to your show. Thank you, Yasmin.
Thank you.
We will be back, however, on, let's call it Monday.
Monday, yeah. That
That is its name. Back on Monday, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. Have a good weekend. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.